B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. It's not a happy Thursday. No, it's not. The freaking sports gods are still at it. They can't leave us alone for a night. They got to find a way. These sick bastards have to find a way to torment us. They have to find a way to torment. It's 1,000 degrees. And, you know, sometimes you just want to sit back in the air condition and watch a ball game. Right? Sometimes you just want to watch a Phillies game. Because a Phillies game, it's just something about the Phillies and the regularity of baseball that's soothing, especially when you're sports starved and you can't watch the NBA. You got no gumption to watch the NBA playoffs. At least that's me. So you just want to watch a ball game, escape from life. And the freaking sports gods, evil, no good, cretin sports gods, rear themselves again. They're all rears. So, I mean, how else do you explain last night? All right, they're playing the Marlins. All right, now I know that the Marlins have been a thorn in the Phillies side. And look, the Phillies are not a good team. I'm not saying, I have no delusions that the Phillies are a good team. You know, they're what they are. They're a mediocre. They're 4 games under .500. You know, that's kind of what they are. They don't really do anything extremely well. They have a couple of good pitchers. They have a couple of bats. They're a horrendous defensive team. And they are what they are, right? But they're not horrid. And last night, there's Aaron Nola. And I can't say anything about Aaron Nola because he pitched. He had, first of all, his stuff last night was dazzling, right? It was dazzling. He had 11 strikeouts. And the ball was moving all over the place. He had 11 Ks. And somehow, an array of bloops and bleeders, bloopers, Texas leaguers. And the next thing you know, what should have been a sure win was a sure loss. And he's not even making it to the fifth inning. I mean, like, he can't make it through 5. He had 11 strikeouts and dazzling stuff. I mean, what the bleep? How do you explain that? Oh, my God. That's not right. Like, again, that's just the sports gods messing with us. That's what that is. It's just sports gods messing with you, poking at you, needling you, laughing at you. That's what that is. I can't even make any kind of sense from it because it's nonsensical what happened last night. But it's everything that we have been through. I don't know what to do, guys. I don't know where we go from here. I'm at a loss. At some point, you just expect it to turn around with something. But you look and you go, what is there? And this is it. Like I'm ready to just wave the white flag. I give. I surrender. Hello, Tunis.
Hi. What's going on?
You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I mean by surrender?
Yeah, you're like the, remember the Phillies pitching coach the other year, a couple of years ago, because the phone wasn't working in the bullpen, so they were waving the towel?
Yes.
That's basically you right now.
Yeah.
You're waving the white flag.
I'm done. I got nothing. I mean, I got nothing. You know what has eaten me over the last 2 days? And listen, you never know what happens. I thought the same thing with the quadruple doink when the Raptors went on the beat of a really beleaguered, after beating the Bucks, a beleaguered Golden State team.
Right.
Now, we had talked all along that the Sixers match up against Milwaukee, and if they beat Milwaukee, they would have played Golden State, and Golden State would have been banged up. But, I mean, you don't know if the injuries happen or not or whatever. So I get all that. But yeah, there's no Giannis. Like, Giannis is hurt. And, you know, too tough for them. It's a shame for them. Not that I really care one way or another. But, like, could you
Trae Young missed the game for the Hawks.
I know.
And it's like,
like, this whole season, these playoffs, the Sixers, I mean, Danny Green, all right, but Danny Green's not Trae Young or Giannis.
No.
Like, the whole thing was set up for him.
Again.
All right. A few years ago, and
again,
this year was set up in every which way. Phoenix and Monty Williams are in the finals. Dario, who plays a role in that team as a seventh man, he's in the finals. Dario, are you kidding me? This is supposed to be the culmination of the frickin' process, Andrew. That's good recall by you.
Dario.
Yeah. This is supposed to be the culmination of it. This is it. This is supposed to be the end of it. The coronation of the process. Andrew, but this is it. Like, what are you kidding? They lost. Are you not? Oh, my God. I'm still not over it.
No, I'm not over it yet either.
I'm not over
it. You keep on replaying things in your mind. And the big ones, forget the Ben dunk, which I know is hard to forget. Those two leads, 26 and 18. Like, you had two monster leads that you can't lose. You were outscored 49-17 in a fourth quarter of one of those games. How is that possible?
Dude.
How is that possible?
Dude.
You almost gave up 50 points in a quarter. A quarter. And it's the fourth quarter.
They gave up 76 points in the second half. Or 79, I'm sorry. 79. In the second half. What? What, Andrew? What? Like, The Suns are in the finals. Monty Williams, a Brett Brown disciple.
Yes.
From the Brett Brown tree. All right? Dario. Mikal Bridges.
Uh-huh. Zaire.
Are you kidding me?
Such a friendship is a better one.
I forgot all about that when he was on. Trust the friendship.
Yep.
Dude.
This sucks.
Dude, they traded Bridges, who has played a role on the Suns, for Zaire Smith. I don't know how
the
to...
Next Kawhi.
How do I reconcile with a team that can't shoot? He traded him for a dude who couldn't shoot.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to blame it on a flesh-eating disorder. Oh, my God. I feel like the parasites are just all over me, man. Dude.
Did you have fun watching the Phillies yesterday?
Dude, I'm done. This is it. This is the end. End of the rope. I'm done. It's waving it. White flag. I'm over.
Are you pulling your case? You're not suing the sports gods anymore?
Oh, no. I'm definitely. The counselor, he knows. Joe Marone,
Ever since you talked about suing, they've kept on zapping us, man.
Please. It's not the lawsuit.
Naris walked in?
It's not the lawsuit. Give me a break. It doesn't get worse than the Sixers loss. They couldn't do anything worse than that. Stop. This is terrible.
Oh, I see. You can't say that because they just went, oh, yeah? And now they're cooking something else up there.
Dude, regardless of the lawsuit, that was going to happen no matter what. We're in their crosshairs for some reason. It's pathetic. It's pathetic, Andrew. It's pathetic. I'm done. I went off the ride. I went off. I'm done. I want to quit sports. I quit you. I'm one out. Andrew, I want out. How do I get out?
There you go. Here's your ride. You can go on the Small World ride.
What's this going to make me insane?
This is your happiness.
That's where people go insane. And you're like...
And you turn to a doll?
Well, and you go... Like, I'm in a rubber room, and you come in, and, you know, once a day with an ice cream cone. And I'm in the corner.
You're on the cuckoo's nest?
Lobotomized with an ice cream cone. This is what happens.
And the ice cream cone has your medication in it.
Right. To keep me further lobotomized. I went out, Tunis. I went off the ride.
So what do you want to talk about today? How's your day this morning?
I can't do it no more. I can't do it anymore. I can't. Andrew, I need help, man. I can't do it anymore. I can't do the sports thing.
See, I don't know what to say because
I need a break.
I found myself staying up for that Drek yesterday. Post rain delay and everything. I watched that crap. And I can't stop. I don't know why.
Dude,
you say I can quit you? I can't quit you. I can't quit the Phillies. And I don't know why.
I don't know, dude. Why do you think I'm here today? Because I watched it too. Because I'm an idiot. And I got to get off of it. And you got to get off of it for your own, you know, to save the rest of your life.
I don't know, man.
You don't know. You got a lot of years left. You got more years left than I do. You got to save your life. Save the rest of your life, Tunis. Run, Tunis. Run. Run, man.
Yeah. It really sucks right now, dude.
It does.
Harper hits his second. Two home runs yesterday. Both solo shots.
Dude, he has 13 home runs.
All solo.
All solo. What are the friggin' odds, Mr. Parks Casino and Sportsbook? What are the odds for him to hit 13 home runs and all of them solo? Solo. I'm going to call him the Red Cup. I mean, that's insane.
It is crazy.
That's insane. Like, you can't come out with 13 solo home runs. Nobody. Who has 13 solo home runs? Who, Tunis? Who?
I'm sure Barry Bonds had a few in his career.
Tunis!
Yeah, this sucks, man. No one strikes out 11 batters.
And again, he didn't pitch... Like, his stuff was dazzling.
Nah, it was a couple. The Marlins threw their bats out there.
And the fact that this team is a horrendous defensive team.
Dude, how does Alex
horrendous.
Bone.
Horrendous.
Alex Bone, when you talk about tailor made double plays for a third baseman, glove side, all he had to do was catch and throw. He didn't put leather on it.
No.
Just went right under his glove.
Can I just say one other thing, too? I just never want to hear about a Phillies prospect ever again. Seriously.
They're not pumped for Mick Abel?
Dude,
we'll see him in about 6 years.
Every one of them stinks.
Oh, we got the Stott down there. Bryce Harper's friend.
They all stink. They all are built up They're the only organization that builds up their prospects only to let you down.
Spencer Howard pitched 2 1/3 innings the other day.
How about what pathetic he is?
He is pathetic. He really is, honestly.
He's in bad shape. He's another one. He's gross, Spencer Howard. He's gross.
I can't go more than 4 innings.
He's crazy. He gets out of breaks horrible. He's 24 years old, Junis.
A few weeks ago, when he pitched 4 innings, he gave credit to a peanut butter sandwich that he ate 20 minutes before the game because it gave him extra strength.
You know what's amazing is that they spent all that money with analytics, all the other nonsense, and they just ignore the actual human physical side. Think about that. He's talking about a peanut butter sandwich.
Yep.
They got millions of dollars invested in analytics, and this dude runs out of gas, and I got the 4 because of that peanut butter sandwich. Well, how about I give you a peanut butter intravenous, right? You get an IV of peanut butter.
It's like Sean Bradley with the Big Macs.
Yes. You know that story?
Yes.
I know that story.
I've heard it from multiple sources. You probably one of them.
God. Andrew, this is bleeping messed up. The Sixers should be playing. The Phillies are just under. I mean, you can't even watch them. I mean, I love watching them. I watch them every night, and I got to give them up. Because it's horrible. That was terrible last night.
Yeah, it was awful. And it's the same old story.
And I love it. And listen, it's not Dombrowski's fault. It's not. But you know, the problem is that they got to go into a direction. You have no fix. They have too much. And the problem with going into a direction, like you said to me, they should be sellers. Well, who are you going to sell? Who are you really going to sell?
Right.
Who possibly could you sell from this team? Who?
You could try Hoskins.
Who wants Hoskins?
An American League team that needs a right-handed DH.
How many teams need right-handed DHs?
Sure, we can find a few. Pick up the phone, Dave.
Come on, really, dude?
Is it worth moving Nola?
You have nothing coming up of note.
Yeah, it's the other thing. Because now you've wasted Bryce Harper's first 3 years.
You're stuck. You either got to go all in. What Middleton really has to do until they can turn around the farm system is go into the luxury tax and just go wild. What else can you do?
Yeah. And the problem is, and the money that you have spent, I like Didi, right? Like, I think he's a nice ball player. They gave him a lot of money for a couple of years. Like, was that really the smart signing?
No.
Unless they thought that this team would be a playoff team, which you and I from the very beginning said, hey, they'd probably be flirting around 500 and maybe they can make a push at the end. Like, I said 86 wins. That was my number at the beginning of the season. So you spent all that money to Didi to get to 86 wins. If you're a front office, you should have said, is 86 wins really worth it for 3 years? I think he's getting $50 million, something like that.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. And the other problem is these contracts, right? So I'm sure you could probably trade Andrew McCutchen to some team, but McCutchen's still getting a hefty paycheck this year. You're most likely going to eat the contract, whoever you trade him to.
Well, the problem is all those dudes are just overpaid guys. Segura, Didi, you know, I mean, it is what it is. My man, I got to give a yo to Devon. He said, just root for my squad.
Yeah.
Join us. I do root for Devon's squad. I want happiness for Devon, his cousin, Dario, Monty. You know, I like Chris Paul.
The friendship is a better one.
I like Chris Paul. I'm a big fan of Chris Paul. You know, I hope to have
success. I got the eye of the tiger.
Oh, my God. Where are we going? Help! Help! 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Help! Help!
I have a tweet for you on the other side. I agree with my man Ace. You want me to go to break?
I would think you have gone to break already.
Oh, sorry. Easy to say. Cause Radio, Junis.
Do I feel like that? It's a cry for help. I would think that you would have noticed that.
Sorry.
Go to break!
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
He's a bum.
I need like a mantra, the hum in the corner. Here's the bro. You ready? Well, Dombrowski's moves suck at this point. And I go, dude, Klentak put him in an untenable situation, right or wrong?
Yeah, I mean,
I'd take a shot with Alvarado and Archie Bradley, too. Like, what are you supposed to do? You got no prospects.
Right. You have nobody.
Like, I can't blame Dombrowski.
No, and the other guys that you re-signed are Real Muto, who you would do it, Didi. You know, what else would you have done?
Right.
The only guy that I would have considered was Jackie Bradley Jr.
Right.
And it made sense because Dombrowski was with him in Boston. Now he can't hit worth a lick anyway.
I know.
But at least he's a everyday starting center fielder. But
who bats eighth?
Exactly. Like, that was really the only other move that I was like, all right, I don't know why he didn't go get that guy.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that. Again, I mean, there's all these outfielders. You know, like, what are you serious? You can come up with an outfielder in all these years? Come on. Klentak killed this word. Killed it.
Yes.
Killed it. So I was going on and on about Klentak. All I heard from Jamie was how great Gabe was. All right, well, you know, if Gabe is as good as he is in San Francisco and he would have been here, well, I'm sorry. He got your boy Klentak. What has he done? I don't know, dude. I'm at a loss with this stuff. I'm at a loss.
Yeah, now you're at the point where, you know, you touched on it, the sellers, and can you actually be sellers?
You can't sell.
But can you be buyers either? Because you can't be, right?
But so you can't sell.
Right, so now you're just going to stay the way you are, and you have to ride out the rest of this year, and that sucks. That we're doing this again, right? I get it. It's going to be 10 years since they made the playoffs. But this is year three of Harper. Like, this is when they should have. They should be a legit contender to at least make the playoffs this year.
But they have no talent. They have no prospects.
No, I get it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, normal trajectory, you would think this would be the time.
The other problem is, I don't know. Is next year going to be any different?
No, I doubt it.
I mean, you still don't have any good. Like, we're in a prospect. Where's Ozzy Albies and Acuna? Where are those guys at?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Where's Austin Riley?
That'd be nice.
I mean, where they at? Ugh.
We got Scott Kingery. Moniak Hazley. You got your Cornelius Randolph. He's still around.
Where's Ben Simmons? In London? He's in the UK? He's in a pub in the UK?
I could go for a pub in the UK right now.
Dude, in a second. But
Ben, I'll take back everything you say if you get me a jet to get out there right now.
Yeah, but the problem is that, you know, he caused it. Listen, you know, my man Anthony Hobson on the gram.
Relentless.
Says, and he's right. He says, well, Chris Paul, look what Chris Paul did. Help controlling the tempo, controlling the game as a veteran point guard. He's right. He's right. Now, listen, did the Suns catch a break? No Kawhi, without a doubt. But, you know, you can only play who you play. They just buried them. They buried them last night.
Oh, yeah, they did. Chris Paul went off for 41. It's ridiculous.
Well, and they got, you know, Payne played well for them. They've done a great job. We talk about, you know, Bridges all the time and how well he played.
DeAndre Ayton, he's fantastic.
Ayton's
his role, yeah.
You know. And it's funny because they don't even ask him. Like, he'll come out, give you his numbers, and he's an early guy. Like, he'll score early and then take a back seat to the Bookers and the Chris Pauls and that sort of thing. But jeez, I can't believe it, dude. I can't believe we're sitting here and they're out.
Yep. Now,
and the other thing too is, I don't even know where the hope is there.
I mean, you have to wait until something happens with Ben, and then you start talking yourself into hope. If it's Dame, you're feeling great. But if it's not Dame, then now what?
Damn, Dame! It's not going to be Dame.
Ace Rothstein on Twitter, he says, "Please," and he's got the praying emoji, the hands. Stop Ant from continuously mocking the sports gods.
Dude, stop. If you think that we have any control over the sports gods, and that, I mean, that's please. Before we started to rail against them, they already were tormenting us. I don't know. Did you not pay attention the last 20 years? Lewis, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Lou.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Nothing. It sucks. That's what's going on, Lou.
I hear you go, bro. Listen, remember when Lucas was the coach of the Sixers?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm going to sum it up for you and the reason why we're in the state. He said he proclaimed that somebody in the organization wasn't living right. And that was the reason why, you know, that team couldn't get, you know, where it needed to be. And think about this. We've had two number one picks in the draft. One who won't shoot. The other forgot to shoot, forgot how to shoot. How does that happen? I don't think we really realize that. Like, if you really think about that, you have one guy who just won't shoot the ball anymore, and then you have a guy that was a shooter that forgot how to shoot as soon as he came here. And when guys leave here, all of a sudden, they get better for some reason. Think about this, Ed. You have Jeremy Grant, on the Olympic team.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Jeremy, the process Grant is on the Olympic team. This something is not right in his organization.
Go back to another lottery pick. Another guard. Remember Evan Turner?
Evan Turner. Michael Carter Williams. I mean, think about the process. We had two number one draft picks, two third picks in the draft, and two other lottery picks. A bunch of second round picks, cap money and everything. Everything was set up to be, going into the future and being a top perennial team, for years to come. Everything was set up. And then you hire the snake Colangelo. I told you he was a snake. I told you that years ago that he was a snake. I knew he was a snake oil salesman. I knew it. I just knew it. He looked greasy from the door. I didn't trust him. He looked slimy, and that's exactly what he was. And he was sat, and with his burner account. And it's like they've made.
Well, the wife did that, but whatever.
Yeah, but really cares. He knew about it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if he knew about it. Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
I hear you.
But I'm just saying.
I hear you. The whole thing is insane. I mean, you're right. Like, listen, he was Count Dracula. I mean, I give you all that. I mean, but, like, the stories, like, I mean, you're right about Fultz and Simmons alone. The head cases that would drive us insane. Like, I'm insane right now.
And then we had the layup with Mikal Bridges. When he dropped, I said, oh, well, man, we got Mikal Bridges.
Right.
And they just turned it, and they took something that was the layup, and they bricked it. And here's the thing, even if you didn't do
Zaire.
That, and I remember this real quick, and that year, everybody was so tired of the process. Oh, I'm tired of waiting on guys. Man, if you'd have waited on Michael Porter Jr.
That's who I wanted that draft.
That kid is going to be a franchise player. All you had to do is wait one year for him.
Yeah, again, and by the way, the whole process was all about that.
It was all about that, but everybody got so tired of it.
But it wasn't everybody's fault. It was Brett's fault.
Oh, it was his fault. No, of course.
I would have Porter Jr. too. Although, when they drafted Bridges, I went, I like that pick.
Either way.
And then they traded up Ben Lewis. Lulu. You want to talk about enduring hell. Okay, so you remember that I used the Dante's Divine Comedy as what the process was.
Correct.
Right? That you don't go straight up to paradise, but you got to die through the muck that is hell.
Yes.
Because we're in hell.
Yeah, we're stuck in the, isn't the last one ice where you're frozen? I'm pretty sure that's the last ring.
But
we're just in ice.
But you want to talk about guys that can't shoot, snake oil salesmen, bad trades, warts, like all kinds of things.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
It's Dante in sports. Even throw the Eagles in there, too. You want to say, here's what happened. I'm convinced now. We sold our souls, and this is hell. That's what it is. We sold our souls.
Was it worth it?
And now it's hell. It wasn't worth it. I love the Super Bowl. It wasn't worth it. Supposed to be the new norm, like we did. Doug said.
I might Marvin E. Cannes pull that one. Was it worth it?
No, it was not.
People still say it's the best day of their lives.
Yeah, it was. You know why? Because every other day sucked. That's why. Yeah, of course it was the best day of our lives. What other days were any good?
Since then, has it been? I guess it's not worth it for you.
No, it's not worth it.
It would just continue to have sucked, probably.
And I was against it. For the record, I was against it.
I know
it.
You were.
But all the bros of the world.
Guilty.
I argued with you, too.
I wanted it, man.
Yeah, and look what you got. We're in hell. And Ben Simmons, in hell, Ben Simmons doesn't shoot. In hell, Markelle Fultz has thoracic syndrome, whatever the hell it is.
Thoracic outlet syndrome?
Yeah.
Well, man.
Which is a fake injury.
TOS.
That attorneys use in lawsuits because you can't really tell. You just, guy has pain. Are you kidding me? That happens in sports hell. That's what it is. We're there. We're in it, deep in it.
I gotta
Klentak. He's another beast of hell.
There you go. This is basically you right now.
Mike and Chalfont, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Michael.
Hey,
Mike.
You're losing your mind, man.
I know.
Let me tell you, not in hell. You're in purgatory.
No, it's not purgatory. No. Pain is in hell. We're dealing with pain, man. This ain't purgatory, man.
I'm saying I'm 37. I'm not here to sports knowledge you, but I feel your grief. That's why I took a year off, and I didn't watch barely any Sixers. I'm not a bandwagon, but I can tell you one thing that got me going, okay? I live in Chalfont. I live in a small town. I go to Giant. I go to Wawa. I go to CVS. The one thing that keeps me going is wearing Phillies gear. People got Phillies masks on. They got Phillies. They got Eagles. And then when I see that, you know, it's like, okay, hope is still alive. So I want to tell you one thing. There is hope that's still alive. I'm against it. I'm taking a year off. So feel it, you know?
I'm confused. So you're telling me what? You've taken a year off?
I had to, man.
So you've taken a year off, but the fact that people still wear Philadelphia sports apparel gives you hope?
Yeah. I had to. I mean, I had to, like, take a breath. Yeah, it took a year.
Believe me, I understand that. I understand the breath. I get that, but I don't see where the hope is.
Oh, well, people are still wearing, you know, like, and, like, saying they're still there's.
Who cares? I mean, what they're wearing, it might as well be a prison jumpsuit.
Let's just, like, take a second. All right, let's, like, you know, reboot. Like, when your computer goes down, you, like, hit reset.
Yeah, I agree. But the other thing, Michael, I turn around and there's Philadelphia sports garb. What's that? Well, how's that connote hope? All that is an orange prison jumpsuit. Every time the Tunis throws on his Bryce Harper and every one of his myriad of 4-for-4 garb.
Yeah, wore one yesterday, hoping that it would spark some good vibes for the Phils yesterday.
Yeah,
and
good job.
Look what happened.
Did you understand the hope part of it? I get the breath for sanity.
I didn't understand it.
What?
I didn't understand it, no.
You don't understand him taking a year off?
Oh, no, I understand that, but the hope part, no.
No, I don't understand that. No, we're in purgatory. Purgatory is just, you know, it's more of waiting, right? This is pain.
So I got
addiction, pain.
So I got the YouTube chat up and going. I want to try to involve our YouTube audience a lot more. And right away, I just get angry because Daryl Hayes wishes us a good morning.
Good morning, Daryl.
From Phoenix.
Well.
Nah, it's probably really hot out there, so never mind. I take that back. But
It's not his fault he lives in Phoenix.
Nah, it's not.
Let him, you know. Listen, go Suns, I tell you.
That's true.
Earl, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Earl?
Morning, Anthony. Judas. How are you guys?
What's up, buddy?
So just a quick possible pass. Yeah, I'd just love to get your opinion on it. If the Sixers got Kyle Lowry,
and they just added him at the trade deadline. Didn't lose anything, just added him. Okay, forget Tony Bradley, whatever. Just added him. Are the Sixers getting ready to play the Suns in the finals?
So you would have cost you Thibault and Maxey.
So I just said, if we just added him.
Yeah, but that, I guess, but the problem is that you couldn't just add him.
So Kyle Lowry's an unrestricted free agent, right?
Oh, you're saying to go after him now and get him now. I see.
Yeah, because the only thing that'll cost the Sixers is the luxury tax, and they are not a two-time offender.
Right.
Not a recent offender. So you figure...
Yeah, listen, I would definitely have interest in that. I don't know what you're going to do with Simmons. You got to figure out what's going on with him, but yeah.
I'm with you on the Tobias and Simmons issues. I get it and all that. I'm just saying, I don't think that if Kyle Lowry was on this team, I think it would have made a big difference.
I think you're right. Now, Earl, you're right about that. You're right. Because if you go back to what Chris Paul did for Phoenix, and every time like they need a bucket and control the tempo, yeah, you're right about that. I do think... They certainly wouldn't have lost the lead to a 26-point lead with Kyle Lowry on the floor. I think you're right
and
about that.
And he would have said to those guys, get away from me. I'll take care of this.
Right.
We're honest.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, they can do it. So the path is $50 million for 2 years.
Yeah, no, you're. That's a great point that you bring up, Earl. Great point.
And then you got a luxury tax that's going to cost $1.50 for every dollar. So you figure $37.5 million for every 25. So it's $75 million plus 50. So there's your number. I had Kyle Lowry. Everybody stays reasonably healthy. Ben just gets it together. I think that team has a great chance.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. Now, here's the problem. The only problem that you run into is that you got to figure that Brooklyn will be healthy. Right? And that Brooklyn will have... those three monsters and probably tweak around them too. But to your point, I think you're right. I mean, I'd certainly be interested in something like that. Assuming that I can't make anything monstrous. Yes.
You know, the past realistic. All it is money.
Yes. No, I agree with you.
Kyle's got to come here.
Yes.
The North Philly kid. Why wouldn't he come here?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, he may want to go to Miami, which he had said before, but yeah, I hear you. Listen, Earl, it's a great thought by you. It is. Great thought by you. You know, I mean, if you did add him, you at least have someone that can control the tempo. Somebody that says, we need a bucket. Yo, big man, we're going to get a shot. Because they look so disjointed in that fourth quarter. Think about the one commonality over that series. They were disjointed offensively when they needed a bucket. Whether it was blowing that 26-point lead, right? Whether it was the fourth quarter down the stretch, blowing the 18-point lead earlier. Anytime they needed a bucket, their offense looked disjointed. And so, to Earl's point, which is a really good one, Lowry... doesn't make the offense. Lowry gets everything in order. That's a good point. All right. Got a couple open lines if you want to join us in hell.
I have a tweet from Clayton for the other side. Unfortunately, he's very wrong in what he thought he sold his soul for.
Really?
Yes.
All right. 610-632-0975. It's hell. Let's talk about let's talk about Parks Casino. I really lose my mind. Just, I mean, listen, watching that game last night, that'll make you lose your mind, man. That's torture. Let's talk about Parks Casino. We'll be down there later. Street Row Ben Sale, the fabulous Parks Casino Sportsbook. Oh my. It's the way to bet all the games that you like. You know, when you look at the baseball schedule, little soccer action, they have all the soccer action that you want. I think that's where I'm headed, to go the soccer route. When it comes to the NBA Finals, when it comes to the NHL Finals, and of course, the sanctuary that is football. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. All right, you can get that incredible sportsbook. We'll be there tonight and bring it out to you right to your phone. Awesome. Check it out, parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember one thing. You got to be in PA. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, 11 o'clock across the Delaware Island. Rhonda! Go get a sandwich, Rhonda. Rocco's just came over. We were talking about them the other day. The great sausage sandwiches. We were talking about the Home Depot. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to make a ton of pit stops. Because this is when I was living in the Northeast, and I was working with Mike at the time. So I would get done at 6 o'clock, and you know the traffic on the boulevard is a mess. So my routes were either the boulevard or 95. So a lot of times I would stop at Rocco's, and I'd tell my wife, I'm going to Home Depot. She goes, that's like the 10th time this month you're going to Home Depot. What are you getting? It was just to get a sandwich. It was so good.
It was Rhonda, go get the sandwich, Rhonda. You got to make sure.
I just took two bites of the hot sausage.
You know, crushed it. That's outrageous.
Like big bites, man.
Not so nothing, good. Dude. That's ridiculous. Don't forget. You know what else is awesome?
What else is awesome, Anthony?
FanFest 2021. That's right. The return of 97.5, the Fanatics. FanFest. And by the way, big ups to the Chuck. All right? Let me just say, Chuck is our program director. You know, for years I thought, you know, it would be nice to do FanFest in September. Like after Labor Day when everybody comes back from the summer. Yep. And, you know, we're looking to kick off fall and have a big party. And the Chuck is the one who made it happen. It's a big brain on the Chuck. September 18th, Xfinity Live, FanFest 2021 is a free event, but you will need a ticket to attend. Now, we're going to have four pairs to give away today. In fact, I want to give away a pair right now.
Yes!
All right.
Sounds good. You want to go contest line?
Yeah.
215-263-0975.
Uh-huh.
You want to do caller five?
No.
What caller number?
Five. Why five?
I don't know. First number that came to my mind?
No.
25?
No. No, 21.
96 no. For Neftali Feliz.
Let's do caller number 7.
13 solo home runs.
Right. 7.
All right.
All right.
Jaws.
By the way, FanFest 2021 presented by FanDuel Sportsbook and Live Casino and Hotel Philadelphia, the official hotel partner and after party of 97.5 The Fanatics FanFest 2021. Got to be 21 to enter FanFest. So we're going to have a lot of fun with FanFest. And here's what I think we should do. Andrew, for years, I've wanted to do this. When I was at the other station, I've wanted to do this. I believe that somewhere along the line, we have either offended Peep, the gods, have done something or whatever. And this is what I want to do. Are you ready? Andrew, I've always wanted to do a New Orleans-style funeral. Now, you know the New Orleans-style funeral?
Yeah, where they're walking through the streets.
Correct. You know, that New Orleans jazzy, you know, they're playing the music.
Uh-huh.
Do you know the vibe, right? and they're all dressed up and they have this kind of vibe to it. I want to do it dressed in failed sports, you know, jerseys, costumes. Like, go dress up like Sean Bradley with a on stilts.
I think, right? I have a Brizgalov jersey, right, hidden somewhere.
And we should dress up at FanFest and put the rest, all the ill will that's been perpetrated on this fan base forever, and once and for all, get rid of the badness.
Can I ask some?
Yes.
Does anyone own a Sean Bradley jersey?
I don't know. It just came to my mind. Like, I wanted to dress up. You don't need to dress. You could just go on stilts and put 7'6" on your back, and I don't know. Well, you get my point. Yes. You dress up, right? Go be somebody. Or just wear a jersey of a failed, you know, of a false messiah. You're wearing Evan Turner jersey.
I'm sure they're out there.
All right? Or a fireman jersey.
Oh, God. No way.
Or all the white stuff.
There's a lot of that. You know, I saw some people this past weekend. A lot of Wentz jerseys. A lot.
Why?
I don't know. A couple bars I was at. Multiple Wentz jerseys. And they weren't like a group, like, aha, let's be funny. Like, no, it was like multiple people. Jerseys. I don't understand it.
I don't get it either, but whatever. It's gone. But you get my point, all right?
Yeah, I hear you.
I think we should do that. There is something, you know, in my culture, we have something called the Malocchio, right? The Maloiks. It's where somebody, like, you have offended someone. There's some sort of curse on you. I feel like there's curses on us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We have some sort of curse. The people around the country don't like us, and they wish ill will upon us. So the sports gods, to make nice with the masses, go, look, we'll just poke these people. And they've forsaken us.
Yeah, I mean, everybody hates us.
Right.
And the whole no one likes us, we don't care thing, it's nice and all. It's not working.
No. No, I do care, by the way. It's like, bleep y'all. But you know what I'm saying? I care in the way I want to win. I don't want them to like us. I want them to fear us.
Yeah, that would be nice. So Clayton tweeted at us last segment.
Yes,
and
Clayton.
And he was so wrong. He thought that we sold our souls for the Roaring Twenties, not just the one Super Bowl.
Really? I wish to
that
God.
That would have been a better deal.
Clayton, if you sell your soul for a decade, at least it lasts, right? And if the 30s are horrible, you know, post-crash, and there's a crash at the end of the 20s.
At least I had the whole 20s, man.
At least we had the 20s, and and they were roaring.
He says the contract is voided. I don't think so, Clayton.
Too many people said I would go 10 years, that they would sacrifice 10 years of badness for one Eagles Super Bowl. I heard it over and over and over again.
I know you do.
How does that make you feel now? Does that make you feel good?
Well, how about I tell you the Marvin E. Cantz poll of the day, Anthony? Marvin E. Cantz Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcantz.com. Simple yes or no question. I mentioned that it is clear and obvious that we sold our souls to the devil for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Just look at everything that has happened since then and the dark future ahead of us. So, was it worth it? 79% say yes, it was worth it.
I don't understand.
To just
that.
21% saying no. I have this poll running till the end of the show tomorrow.
It was worth it? How can I be so wrong? Because I don't feel like it was worth it. Do you?
I mean, that. Looking back at it, probably not. Because I wish
explain it to me. If you, because that's an 80-20, man. You guys, do me a favor. Just tell me why it was worth it. Because all I know is right now, it sucks.
Extra Dank on Twitter says, I mean, nothing was, he goes, nothing was peachy before they won the Super Bowl. So by any means, yes, it was worth it.
I mean,
Mike Barone or Barron, excuse me, says, I can die and will die a happy man with the Eagles winning Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah. J.D. Ruiz, Ant that night was amazing, celebrating with the city. We won two championships between baseball and football in a 10-year span.
All right.
Now, 76ers won, who I respect. He tweets a lot, and I respect him. But he goes, there's no such thing as a curse here. He says, I saw an NBA title in 1983 as a 9-year-old, didn't see anything for 30 years before the process. Bum team after bum team. But he doesn't believe there's a curse. He thinks it's just the owners of the teams.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen. We use a little hyperbole to get us through the 4 hours every day. So when we talk about curses, it's all a part of the story. So understand when I'm talking about sports gods and curses and everything else.
Oh, those curses.
It's talking about the story.
I don't even know hyperbole. There's curses.
Right. Graf, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Graf.
Hey, man. How you
doing? What's going on, man?
Life is terrible, isn't it?
Sucks.
Yeah. No, the curse situation is true. I mean, incompetence is a curse, and that's what Philadelphia has.
Yes, just, Graf. You're right.
Running through its veins right now is just a total lack of confidence.
Yes, that's a great point.
And I made the wager, right before the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and I said to myself, yeah, I'd give up just about anything. My unborn child for a Super Bowl. And you know what happened after they won the Super Bowl? I said to myself, and I want another one. And it's very strange that so many people aren't thinking the same way. Like, I want another one. Is it wrong for me to want another championship? And now I'm looking at it, and it's not like these teams have sucked. That's the problem. Like, the Sixers, it's not like they suck, right? Like, when you look at talent-wise, you have an all-world basketball player in Joel Embiid. This team this year was actually pretty decent. They lost to the Hawks because of incompetence. They lost to the Hawks because you had a 6'10" point guard who literally didn't do anything. I got a question talking about that, man. I kind of refuse to use his name any longer.
Right.
Danny Green dropped little tidbits of information over the past couple of days. There's been some quotes of him talking about Ben and basically saying that the kid doesn't do anything unless challenged. He feels as though he is content where he is at. If he is unchallenged, he will not attempt to go outside the boundary. And I just say to myself, like, one, is Danny Green coming back? And two, I would be a total savage. I would get Ben Simmons to be somewhat of a competent free throw shooter and shooter this over this offseason. I would highlight him in plays and pack it and run all sorts of things through him in the season. I would hope that he would average 25 points a game. Then when trade deadline comes, I sell him. And I trade his ass to wherever I possibly can for a king's ransom, because that dude is totally burnt out in the city. And you ain't getting Dame Willard in the offseason, so chances are they hold on to Ben until the trade deadline.
Yeah, well, the deadline isn't going to do anything good for you.
Well,
you don't get big pieces at the deadline.
No, you're right. But I hope maybe him playing well throughout the season, like he always do, maybe then.
No, listen, I hear it's a great. Here's the thing. That quote, and it's a great thing that you bring up, Graf, that quote should be laid the lap of Doc Rivers, right? Because that's, I mean, if not challenged, and if it's not Doc.
I'm trying to figure out. You mean to tell me all these coaches don't walk up to him and say, shoot, bro? Like, is this really?
I mean, you saw Brett, right? Like, you saw. It's such a player's league. Graf, great stuff, man. You're the man, buddy.
Take it easy.
You heard Brett. Hey, tell him.
Yeah, he said, I want his team to tell him. I want, his agent to tell him. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was his coach who held him as a baby. I don't know.
I need to grow Obama.
I mean, that's a guy I would love to get the truth serum and go, dude, what was it like with him?
Top three truth serum guys you want right now. Doug Brett.
Yeah. Carson.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I mean, those are mysteries. Like, here's the thing. Like, what did you... I agree with the challenge. It feels like when he's... like, Danny Green's point that Grant brings up is pretty interesting. And I think pretty spot on, right? Because if he challenges you, I mean, if he gets a challenge, what does that mean for him?
Yeah, it's and you know what?
When he's disrespected, I'm putting air quotes around right. it, he shows up the next day.
Well, so that's what's interesting. I've heard Tyrone talk about this a few times with Mike that, and remember the Michael Jordan docuseries, right? Michael Jordan was always trying to find ways to motivate him. Like, oh, that guy looked at me funny the other day, so I'm going to drop 50 on him, right? Like, sometimes he went over the top to try to find some sort of motivational factor. Now, he was also Michael Jordan, so he was already pretty damn good, but he tried finding every motivational factor, no matter what the day was, no matter who the opponent was. Ben kind of needs that, or he'll just go through the motions.
Right.
And that's what Danny Green's basically telling you. Which I don't know how somebody could... I mean, like, what is Embiid's motivation? He just wants to be the best player in the league.
But again, remember, it took him a long time to get...
Yes, it did.
It took him until this past year when you got it, man. When you got it. Took him up to last year, then he got it. See, I always thought at some point the thing where he would have the epiphany. Right, I thought at some point there would be an epiphany, but you cost your team that series. I mean, he did. Let's be real. He's hitting those other people. Tobias didn't really show up, or at least in crunch time. And Doc didn't really coach well. But he's the number one culprit. And he passed. And the symbol, the oil painting of the whole series was the pass to Thibel under the basket instead of jamming it.
Yep.
Right? So if that's not enough to kick your ass into, hey, man, I got to change, I don't know what else. And he didn't seem like he was fazed by it.
No, he didn't. And then he dropped the I am who I am. And then he talked about his assists. This was after the game. This was after that moment, which is crazy. This wasn't even exit interview.
I didn't watch his post game. I couldn't. I told you I turned it off, and I put it in the and I sat in the dark
in a dark hot room
with no air.
Probably felt better.
Yeah, well, feels like hell anyway. So why not? Why not have the ambiance of hell? Right.
Right.
So John Kincaid says 2/4/18 was the greatest day of my life outside of marriage and Olivia's birth.
Yeah, so he says it's worth it. Just like 80% of our poll right now.
Yeah, I was a great.
Well, you
time.
Were also against it from the beginning, so I
no,
get
but
it.
It's nothing to do with like. Listen, that moment was spectacular.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Listen, I mean, to the point where I missed Doug when I saw him the other day, and I like Doug, thank you. That was an amazing moment.
Yeah.
And I, you know, even Doug was like, dude, how many times are you going to tell me not to go for it on fourth down? I'm like, I tell you all the time. You're right. But thanks, man.
But thanks for the Super Bowl.
I appreciate
the
it.
The one
bro.
And only.
You're the man. Because that's it. That was the one. And I recognize and cherish it. But is it worth all this torture of every team and no sports joy? Like, I can't just now. Here's my epiphany. The Super Bowl was great, and it was an amazing night, an amazing memory, and the parade, and that night being on Walnut Street. I was on 20th of the Walnut with my cousin, you know, drinking, passing a bottle of tequila. You want to talk about pre-COVID? We're passing a bottle of tequila on 20th of the Walnut. Hugging strangers. It was amazing. But it's not enough. It's not enough.
It's gotten to the point where you might not want to watch sports anymore.
I can't just say, well, I'm good. Let me now check off football for the rest of my life. And that's when I hear people go, well, now I could die a happy man. What does that mean? You're done with football? Is that it? Like that? Like I can't. That's one moment is not enough.
It is for a lot of people, it seems, man.
And listen, I barely remember the Sixers parade. It was a long time ago, man. Listen, I love the Phillies, man. But geez, can I have some, it's 10 years now since they've been good. Like, I've been good waiting.
10 years since they made the playoffs.
Like, you've been good.
My God.
Like, you've been good.
Yeah, now I'm losing all my all my patience.
Right, like, okay, like, I understand that 5 years, all right, you know, that's kind of like the bargain. 5 years up, 5 years down. All right, you know, I wish it was more like 10 years up.
Right.
2 years down, like the Yankees.
Right.
But the
Dodgers.
Right. You know.
But they also hit on their prospects.
All right, you know, so be it. But no, it's 10 years down.
And still a dark future.
Like, right.
It's not like you feel good next year.
Right. Like, I want to watch the Phillies.
Steven Groot on the YouTube chat board.
What's up, Groot?
He says, how about we get a Bagster, fill it up, but then we walk it up Broad Street. So we leave Xfinity Live post-Fan Fest.
That's a good idea.
How about we hire the Sixer Stixers, the drum line?
Yeah.
And they follow the Bagster.
I like that. Good job, Groot. It's a good name.
Love the Groot.
Love the Groot. Down with the Groot. Oh, all your calls, I promise. I'll shut up. Let's talk a little NJ Diet, right? We're all in this thing together. Time to get healthy. NJ Diet will get you slimmer and healthier for this summer since it only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. They're contractually guaranteed ready program. It starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements that are based on hair, saliva, and blood work. And then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep the weight off for the rest of your life. You're not sure if you can do it alone? NJ Diet's with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored by their certified staff to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You'll also have the access to the doc's personal email and phone number. Be with you. NJ Diet's committed to you keeping the weight off. It's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no surgery. NJ Diet offers live online video consultations from home or go to one of their locations at King of Prussia, Jerry Hill. Call today, 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET. Or log on to NJDiet.com. Go to NJDiet.com. Lose the weight for good. That's NJDiet.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Across the Delaware Valley. The Groot. Oh, you love the Groot?
Of course.
So the Groot, how about this? He's at the Phillies game and he nails it. The Groot says, and he circles a picture, and it's of a fan, you ready? Wearing a Rico Bronya.
No.
Yes, a Rico Bronya jersey.
He was my favorite player when I was a young, young lad.
How about that?
That's awesome.
It's 2021.
I would take one.
No, you wouldn't.
A Rico Bronya? Yeah, he was my favorite player as a kid. When I was like four.
He was a great dude. Like he,
I remember you telling me about it. You said he was an awesome guy, right?
Yeah. I loved him as a dude. Like I was buddies with him because he came out of nowhere, right? He was one of these prospects that came out of nowhere. He comes up with the Mets. I'm covering the Mets. And he hits like 350, whatever it was. Hit a bunch of home runs. And like all of a sudden, people thought that he was going to be the star, right? And I'll never forget, he was from Watertown, Connecticut. And I spent a weekend in Watertown. And it's just what you expect. A small town diner, right? So I went over and I wrote this whole story about Rico, his hometown.
Yeah.
And in fact, his parents made crabs and spaghetti for me. Oh, they were really good.
That's awesome.
I was cracking up. Like, he was a great dude. Then he came to the Phillies. I was like, it's Rico. His locker was next to Scott Rowland's locker.
Okay.
And I'll never forget, like, Scott Rowland never smiled. And one day, like, Rowland comes and he walks away, and I give him one of, like, what about that dude?
Right.
And he went. He gave me one of those looks like, he's a miserable MF-er, mother father.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Screw Rowland.
Yeah. Anyway, Rico Scherzi.
That's pretty cool. I'd go with the Rico jersey.
So, think about who we could sacrifice to the gods.
I got my C-Webb jersey.
I'd like to sacrifice Weber.
Well, he's done now. This was his last year doing the broadcasts.
He was horrible.
Yeah, so you don't have to hear from him anymore.
That's good.
Him and Marv are both gone.
Yeah.
Well, I could sacrifice the C-Webb jersey.
Could do more than that. Anthony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Ant.
Anthony.
How you doing, buddy?
This is hell. This is sports.
It is.
The Phillies,
yeah.
The Phillies alone are. I mean, uh-huh. It's like a joke watching this team. I can't escape this team. I'm driving down the shore last night. I pass the stadium. I don't even look at it because you don't even want to think about them. Not listening to the game. I get down here. It's on the TV, of course. And my dad says, look, they're winning. I said, they're not going to win this game. Noah had 9-10 strikeouts at that point. They're not going to win. You can't trust them to hold a lead. It's a joke. They're a joke baseball team. And Matt Klentak sent them on a one-way ticket to hell for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And think, who has he drafted? No, he's got Nola. You got one starting pitcher, no infielders, not one outfielder. You didn't get anybody. Reese Hoskins is your best infielder. That's it. That's all you got to show?
You know, he has, and let me tell you something, Ann. I'm glad you brought this up. Because Klentak never suffered in this town. You know?
No, and he did it in another town, too. We hired him after he bombed the Orioles. We hired them both.
And he didn't suffer. Like say what you want, right? Too. Wentz and Simmons and all, like, they get their lumps, right? Now, but Klentak never got, he never suffered. I almost want to go over his house and stand outside for 3 days and just boo nonstop.
It's him and McPhail. I don't understand how they.
You got to go to the country club for McPhail. Yes.
Yeah. I just don't get how they can both. Like, they kept them around too. They're still in the organization and they're still following all these.
It's unbelievable that Jew gets a check, check.
And you got a new coach. You got Girardi coming at manager, whatever, coming in, and you're still following the analytics. You're still doing it. It didn't work. You guys just bombed a rebuild, and we're still doing the same thing.
They bombed it. It's right. Hey, you're right.
It makes no sense. It's just they are hell. They're so awful to watch, and they killed everybody. You had two good relievers. I mean, you don't know what JoJo Romero was, but they killed Sir Anthony and JoJo. I think they both got Tommy John.
Yeah.
They just stink.
You're right. It's a great call, man. And it is hell. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Brothers in arms, brothers in hell. Thank you.
See, I wouldn't compare the JoJo situation to Sir Anthony.
No.
JoJo Romero, like, that just happens, right? Sir Anthony, they screwed
ruined,
up.
They ruined them.
They pitched him, like, 6 days in a row.
Bro's boy.
Multiple innings.
Bro's boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't matter. They were sure, down, they'd sure be down game. Four. Oh, well, Anthony, our middle of the order was coming up the next inning. So we wanted a shutdown inning.
Sir Gabe.
And then they screw him up. And then the poor guy didn't have surgery up until, I don't know if he had it yet, but COVID threw everything back. Like, he might never pitch again.
I don't know.
Think about it. He hasn't thrown a baseball in probably 2 years.
No.
And he's just going to come back and be all right?
No, he didn't. No. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, dude. It's sickening.
And meanwhile, you know, you're watching all these young kids, the Fernando Tatises of the world and Vlad Jr.
Right.
And you pay Jalen Ortiz, who's batting like 220 in the minors.
Yes.
I'm glad that the year where these stud star potential Hall of Fame players come out, you purchased Jalen Ortiz.
Yeah.
You gave him the contract, not the studs.
Dude, they...
The Futures All-Star teams came out yesterday during the show.
Uh-huh.
And one Philly, Bryson Stott. The rest is like three Dodgers players, a couple of... The Pirates had like three pitchers. The Marlins have pitchers, because the Marlins always have prospects.
How about the...
just can't put it together.
How about the Braves?
They had two positions.
Well, they're already up.
Well, yeah, exactly.
How about the Rays?
I only looked at the National League, so I could cry a little bit. But the Padres had two guys, and they're already, you know, a star-filled team.
So you had Grisham yesterday. He's another one. Tatis is ridiculous. Look at that lineup. That lineup just rakes.
And you look at what the Braves did. Think about this for a second.
They scored 20 runs, by the way, last night.
The Braves were able, now, whoever the agents for Ronald Acuna Jr. and Ozzie Albies are, they should be fired in the sun, but they extended their contracts like immediately. They have Acuna for 8 years, $100 million.
That's pathetic.
Think about that for a second. 8 years, $100 million. I love Bryce Harper. 8 years, $100 million for Ronald Acuna, or 13 years, $330 million for Bryce Harper. Like, what are you taking there?
Right.
You're taking Acuna. And it's because they found this guy.
Yeah.
He comes up through their system, and he's an absolute stud. Even their pitching staff is all homegrown guys. I would imagine. I don't know if Ian Anderson. No, Ian Anderson was drafted by the Braves. Soroka. I mean, they're just missing him because of injury.
Huh. Oh, geez.
We got Spencer Howard and his peanut butter sandwiches.
I hate Spencer Howard.
Somebody on the YouTube page, my apologies, I saw it a while ago. I forget the name. He said he should just add jelly to it next time. Maybe he'll get a fifth. Maybe he'll have five innings in him.
Get a little sugar action to go with that peanut butter protein.
Think about that. He literally, there was a story. I remember it was Jim Salisbury wrote it. It was the post-game write-up. And I can't believe I read it. Spencer Howard credits peanut butter sandwich. Yeah, that's what got me through four innings today, man. The peanut butter sandwich.
Four innings, dude. Four innings.
Like, was it the crunchy peanut butter? Was it Jif? Was it Peter Pan? Maybe if he tries the organic peanut butter, he'll go six innings.
I like the 365 peanut butter.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm a peanut butter.
I like the crunchy.
I'm a crunchy guy.
Crunchy peanut butter is
dude,
awesome.
That is frowned upon.
But nobody,
the crunchy.
Everybody hates it.
I know. I love it.
My in my house, I can't get nobody likes it.
I love Christy.
My wife hates it. The boys
crunchy.
Hate it. Nobody likes it.
It's so good. It's almost like a treat in itself.
Thank
crunching.
You. Why?
I don't know.
Why is there such a disrespect to the crunchy?
So much hate. If you go to the peanut butter aisle, the only thing that's still filled is the crunchy. But if I bring it home, I don't like the crunchy.
What don't you like about it?
I like extra creamy. No, I like crunch.
No, the crunch. It's about the texture.
Yes, thank you.
Half of food and enjoying food is the texture of the food.
Because when you're eating just a peanut butter sandwich, right? What?
Right.
It's just all soft.
Yeah, and it's like...
Exactly.
Right.
A little crunch at least mixes it up a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly, yeah.
Crying out loud.
In fact, with the crunch, you don't need a bread. It's on its... You eat it onto itself.
Yes.
It's better for you. You don't have to bread it up.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah,
here, man.
No, I feel strongly about the crunchy peanut butter.
I'm a Peter Pan crunch.
Everybody hates it. Everybody hates it. I don't understand the hatred toward it. I really don't. It's not right.
No, it's not. You know, oh God, Christy brought home this organic crap once. It was like liquidy.
Ew,
I'm
yeah.
like, oh, you perfect. Yeah. Like, it's you're drinking. Like, you're drinking peanut butter.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, oh, come on, dude.
No, that's bad.
Complete opposite of what I prefer.
Yeah, that's bad. That's no good. I'm
Goose.
Out.
Goose is doing the vomit emoji to the peanut butter crunch.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong?
They all hate it.
Why? Come on now.
But everybody hates it. I don't understand. You like to me, I go back to the texture. Textures work. It's a crunch within the cream. That's good.
Exactly.
It's like the yogurt parfait. Like you have the crunch, like the nuts.
I'm a big parfait man.
You know what I mean? Like that works.
Yes.
Right?
I'm a big parfait guy. Pat Egan's a big parfait man.
The nuts and the all that stuff.
The fruit in there.
Or the you know, the, what do you call it? It's a little bit of the crunchy atmosphere. Where you know, it's...
Atmosphere.
You get my point. It's not an atmosphere. I'll just throw it out there. By the way, let's go to the show.
We got one love. Dr. Catfish Charlie. He's a crunch man.
All right. No, we're definitely alone. It's like me. I'm alone on the Super Bowl. I wouldn't trade the Super Bowl now for 10 years of hell. And who knows who's going to stop in 10 years? I understand the point where he goes, "Well, I wasn't peachy before, but what? It actually was decent though. Like the Phillies before the Super Bowl, the Phillies they were in a rebuild mode.
Still another nine years.
You know, but they were doing well. You know, they did their thing. I don't know. The Flyers were in the cup. Shot. You're on 97.5. The doctor's shot.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening, shot?
No, I agree with you, though. You get you 4 slices of bread, get you some crunchy peanut butter, put it on one side, eat them each by themselves. That's good eating right there.
Thank you, shot. Everybody hates the crunch. I don't get it.
Ain't nothing wrong with some good crunchy, though. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But as far as the Sixers are concerned, you know, that loss hurt.
Huh.
And I've been a big Ben fan from the beginning. Like you say, I can't do it no more, Jess. But as far as us being in hell, I don't think we're in hell. And I'm going to try and give you a different perspective, especially as far as the Sixers are concerned.
Okay.
Like I said, the loss hurt, and I really thought we was going to win the championship because this is our best chance since 83. But you got to look at it like this. Last year, we needed shooters. They identified what the problem was. They went out and got shooters. We know what the problem is now, and I'm figuring that they're going to address it one way or the other, and they're going to fix it. Now, how that's going to happen, I'm not quite sure, but, you know, I got faith that they're going to fix it. And you got to look at it like this. We were the number one seed this year. JoJo is not Charles Shackelford, nor is he Sean Bratt. You know what I mean? We're not drafting Kenny Payne. There's no Roy Henson, Andre Turner, or any of them on this team. We have a legitimate MVP candidate and some very good players with some up-and-coming young players. So, yeah, we should have beat the Hawks, and it shouldn't even have went to 7 games. We probably should have beat them in 5 or maybe 6. So, yeah, that hurts. But it's not like they're 9-73 or they only won 11 games. So there are some good things in place. It's just, I don't know. You know what I mean?
So you're very eloquent, Shock. You're very, very, very eloquent. Some of it I agree with. But here's the problem. I can't just say they're going to fix it, right? Because how does one fix it? So you got 3 slots, right? 3 max slots. And if you trade Simmons for a package, you forego that 3rd slot. So you got to get a star in return.
And see, that's how I think it's kind of a lose-lose situation. Because if we trade him for a package, like you say, we lose that slot, plus we're not going to get anything in return for him. Plus, him getting in the gym and working out or whatever you want to call it, that's not going to fix the problem. He has to fix this in his head.
Exactly. Well, you're right. That's where he's got to go to freaking Black Forest in Germany.
So, that's what I'm saying. Like, him in the gym, getting him a shooting coach, all that, none of that is going to work until he decides he's going to fix it. This is in his head that, for some reason, either he won't shoot or he doesn't want to. There is nothing that they can do to make him get over it until he gets over it. And that's why I say it's kind of a lose-lose situation, but we know what the problem is.
You nailed it, Shaq. Lose-lose.
But it's like, how do you resolve it? If we trade him, we lose. But if we bring him back, who's to say that he's still not going to be the same or worse?
Yeah, that's why I'm to tell.
So it's like we're I don't know.
We're in hell.
I really don't know.
That's why we're in hell. Shock, I love you, man.
You have a good one,
you the man, Shock. See you, buddy.
Had a shock. Just makes sense.
Yeah, he shocked me.
Sorry. With it, we have now started all kinds of debates. There is a lot of love for the crunchy.
Oh, good.
So, the cue ball.
Yeah, but everybody, my wife hates it.
I know. Everybody I'm around hates it. My parents, anti-crunch.
Your cousin Joey hates it, too. I think we got a conversation. He was like, ew.
The cue ball says he's all about the Skippy Super Crunch. He says he can eat that right from the jar with the spoon.
There's a Super Crunch?
Yeah, I got to check that out. But now we got more debates. So Jason Santino.
Wow, Super Crunch.
I'm in on the Super Crunch. Got to get that.
Dude, if I see Super Crunch, that's how... Just the marketing alone is brilliant. Give me the Super Crunch. Anything super, I'm in.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right?
Jason Santino on the YouTube chat, he's now asking, are you a pulpsman or not when it comes to the orange juice?
Strong. I love the pulp.
So I saw somebody.
I'm about Pulp Fiction, baby.
I think it was our man, Mark, the behaviorist on Twitter. My apologies if it wasn't you, but I'll give you a shout anyway. He bought, it was literally all pulp with a little bit of juice. I can't do that. I'm a pulp man.
I like the pulp.
But I didn't know that you could buy a, you know, whatever the company is, of basically 90% pulp.
I'm a pulp
fan. That's a little too much.
Love the pulp.
You can eat it with a spoon at that point.
My wife hates the pulp, too.
I like the pulp.
I'm alone on the pulp.
Will you go extra pulp or pulp or no pulp, little pulp?
I like pulp.
I just go normal pulp.
So here's the thing. I like the pulp. You know what I like, too, which is completely... When I make my own cocktails,
yes,
I use the extra pulp. Like, I use the fresh lemon limes, and I use a healthier portion of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I dig the pulp out and put the pulp in the cocktail.
Oh, is that right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what a big fan I am of the pulp. I go any pulp. Orange, lemon, lime. Any of your citrus pulp, grapefruit.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the pulp all day long.
The goose is a pulpsman, so he's anti-crunchy peanut butter, but
he likes the pulp.
He's a pulpsman, so yeah. We can come to terms on that.
All right. Yeah. I don't understand the no pulp. To me, I don't trust no pulp.
Yeah, it's not as natural.
Right.
I got to have a sifter.
Exactly.
get rid of the pulp that way. Yeah. I know a lot of people that are anti-pulp, though.
I know. We're in the minority, pulp and crunch. This is what it's come down to. Crunch or pulp.
Thanks, sports teams.
This is life in hell. We're excited if we get a little pulp. Can you imagine? I mean, that's just not fair. Not fair at all.
That's where we're at, man.
Yeah. All right.
Go team.
Yeah, go team.
Go birds.
God. And I don't even understand the, it's worth it. Is it? I don't think so. Sorry.
That poll is now.
I know I'm definitely alone in this thing.
It's still 79-21.
Yeah. And you actually have you with me.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is pretty amazing.
And I was a sell my soul guy.
Of course you did.
Because now I'm like, am I really going to watch the Phillies every night? That game 7 loss is one of those horrific sights I've ever seen in the sporting world.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Parks Casino, Street Road Bend, Salem, the hometown, 4 for 4 Casino and Sports. We'll be there later on for Cousins Corner. Hanging out at Parks. We love hanging out at Parks and fabulous sports book. So let's look at a little Euros action, shall we? So I'm looking at tomorrow, Team Italy-Belgium. Oh, dude, Italy plus 135 to win it in regulation. I think I'm all about Team Italy tomorrow. think I'm. That might be my next sporting event. Like my, I just might just go all in soccer. You all pumped up for the game tomorrow.
Who's playing today? Qualifying match. Lithos.
Lithos are playing?
Yeah, 12:30 tip.
Against who?
South Korea.
You gotta lay that.
A route.
Lay it. Radio Parks. You could probably bet Litho. What's the line?
I think it's
gotta be at least 25, right?
Yeah, it's big. Saw it somewhere.
The mighty Lithuanians. Love that. Anyway, check out Parks for all little international action. That's a lot of fun. ParksCasino.com/PA. Sean, get ready, man. You'll be there later tonight. Parks Sportsbook. Sean's right there. He's my producer, like live there. So we're going to be there having some fun. Check out ParksCasino.com/PA. Use promo code Fanatic. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. Got to be in PA. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 12 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Cuz Radio with Tunis. By the way, thanks to my man, Jason. He's a good basketball guy, Jason Levy. My man, give me yo. I was thinking about the granola for the crunch. That's good.
Oh, the atmosphere?
Yes. I was thinking about the granola. Thank you, Jason. By the way, VG, if I want crunch, I'll just put peanuts on the sandwich. Creamy is more sophisticated.
Okay, sophisticated?
Yeah. There's so much junk in those Skippy Jif faux peanut butter. Parsley, hydrogenated oil, and sugar. Gotta go all natural. Whole foods right from the peanut butter crushing machine. I don't know. That's what VG said.
Very snooty of VG.
Yeah.
I only eat the sophisticated peanut butter.
Yeah,
VG.
Listen, I can't kill him for, having a... I like the crunch. I think the crunch I can make the argument is sophisticated as well because it's about the whole balance.
Yes.
But I don't know. He might be right about he probably is right about the peanut butter itself.
Oh, yeah.
And hydrogenated oil, no good on that. You got to go all natural, just peanuts crushed. Right or wrong, Junis?
Yeah, sure. leave me to my Peter Pan. All right,
dude,
Peter Pan peanut butter.
Dude, what do I know? I just know that we're in hell. That people are talking about peanut butter.
And there's a new one, soy sauce or teriyaki, is now on the YouTube chat. I mean, there's a lot.
Soy sauce or teriyaki? I'm not neither. I mean,
really?
I like it in my, in my Asian cooking.
Yeah.
But as far as...
I go pro teriyaki.
Why? Like it? Oh, you're talking about just in general?
Yeah, between the two. Like, which... I would rather have my chicken in teriyaki than soy sauce. Oh, I see what you're saying.
That doesn't matter to me. I like them both.
Because when I do sushi, I don't even do soy sauce with my sushi.
No, I do the hot oil.
I do
I
do the spicy mayo. Now, I know you're not a mayonnaise man.
Yeah.
But the spicy mayo is quality with the sushi.
Uh-uh. Yeah, I don't rock that. Yeah, I'm out on that. All right, you want to do some FanFest tickets since you're going to break my balls about it?
Well, I mean, we've got three pairs left.
I know, but like, dude, can I do it on my own time? Right, you be in my ear?
Listen,
FanFest tickets. I know, I'm excited for it, too. I really actually am.
I'm pumped.
I love FanFest.
The day before the first Eagles game.
And that's why I lauded my man, the Chuck, Chuck comes out strong going with September 18th. Finally, September. Nobody listens to me. I say, do it September. No, by the way, Carly's leaving.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Carly. How about it, Tunis?
Yeah, one of the great sales people at the staff here. So we lost Lindsay yesterday and Carly today. Stinks.
I know. We love them. They're fantastic.
I'm a big Carly fan.
But congratulations,
Hashtag
Carly.
FanDuel Sportsbook.
She got married.
Yes.
Congratulations. Surprise wedding. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. That's a cool way to do it. No pressure, you know?
Yeah, I think that's dynamite. Anyway, we'll miss Carly and we'll miss Lindsay here at the station. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, John.
Anthony, how are you, sir?
What's up, my brother?
You know, this is the butler, and I guess...
Oh, Butler John, how are you, my friend?
Oh, my friend, I'm so down. Last time I called, it was the day of Game 6, and I was all hyped and getting all supportive. And then we win, and then Sunday. Sunday comes, Father's Day. I got my kids with me. One of my sons gets me this shirt that says, John from South Jersey, and on the back it says, the butler. And I'm like,
wow, get out.
I didn't expect it. And I said, you know what? This is a sign. We're going to win this. And all of a sudden, I'm watching the game and I'm like, oh, we got this. We're not going to lose three home games in a 7-game series based upon how they played during the year. And then all of a sudden, Ben passes the ball. That could have been his Dr. J rock the cradle dunk over Cooper. That could have been his moment. And he would have got the fans all pumped up. Momentum would have went. And what's he do? Passes the ball. I've been sticking up for Ben, but when I saw that, the air came out of the balloon. It was like, that's it. I can't get past that.
It's indelible. It's the oil painting. It's that moment. It's like, and the thing that it's insane is that you figure, he's under the basket. There's nobody around him but Trae Young, who's half his size, that he just goes up and just, you know, puts down the thunderous.
He went underneath the basket and threw it backwards. And he just said, not here, you give it.
To get all of the frustrations out. But, I mean, I guess it's all part of hell, man. Right? Like, sucks. Think about it, John. We're talking about a dude who's under the basket and doesn't dunk the ball, but passes it. That's insane. That only happens in sports hell.
Who wouldn't want that highlight? Who wouldn't want that? And then forget about highlight.
It's instinctual. But his instinct is to just run from the moment.
I'm just done. But look, you guys are talking about peanut butter real quick. I love the chunky. I love the creamy. But I got to tell you, guys got to try creamy peanut butter on a pickle. Trust me, it's a great snack.
What?
A kosher dill.
I would say
pickle.
No.
No, trust me.
Where's the green vomit emoji?
Listen to me, dude. I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing, and I tasted it. That salt and sweetness.
I would say no.
Yeah, but the dill. There's the Jill. The Jill clashes with the peanut butter.
Aunt, trust me. Try it.
Brother, I love you. I'm not trying that, Butler. Thank you.
I hear you. See you, all right, buddy. We'll see you.
See you, brother.
I'm a big proponent of trying everything.
I'm not the biggest pickle man either.
But neither am I. But pickle and peanut butter, come on, dude. That just can't happen. It's like what was the craze a few months ago? It was watermelon and mustard was the new craze.
What?
Like, I'm not even bothering trying that. And I like both watermelon and mustard. I just don't need them together.
Yeah, the one good thing about Jersey, where I'm at in Bunker Hill with all the damn farms and all the damn green everywhere.
Good watermelon?
Dude. I mean, between the watermelon and the peaches.
Yeah, you get a lot of good fruit, man.
The watermelon's outrageous.
There's the weekly farmer's market in the Brigantine area.
Oh, yeah?
So, well, I was telling you, I got the empanada down there.
Oh, right.
Great, but they always have the fresh fruit.
Yeah.
And they're huge, right? It's delicious.
Yeah. Well, it's his Rosie's.
Yes. Rosie's. Rosie's. You got a Sorbella sisters
they're
down
all,
there.
They're all the, yeah, all the sisters. They got great produce.
You're in a good spot, man, when it comes to that.
Yeah. And yeah, no, it's strong.
Have a lot of good corn coming your way.
Yes.
Jersey corn is legendary.
Yeah. How do you eat it? You grill it or are you a boiler?
Growing up, my mom always boiled it. Ever since I've gotten the grill, I have preferred the grilled corn.
Really?
But I've told you, I also will eat the corn raw.
Yes.
It's got a sweeter taste to it.
Yes.
It's delicious. But I am a pro grill now, but I do it in the foil.
I'll be honest with you.
I do it in the foil.
It's so good. That corn, you can eat that corn just plain.
Yeah.
No salt, no butter, nothing.
I'm a big corn salad guy where I'll shred the corn off and then you throw in some oil, tomato and cheese, and boom, you're good.
It's a nice item.
That's fantastic during a hot summer day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The fridge.
Yes. Let's go to VT Ron. VT Ron, how are you this day in hell?
My man, pots and pans. Andrew, what's going on up there? And before we get to that, I got to tell you, you turned on an 11-year-old. My grandson listens to y'all in Virginia every day. So you met my grandson. You did a remote.
Really?
You met my grandson in Sea Isle. You did a remote at a hoagie shop. I don't want the name, but brought him there to visit you, and you met him.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you met him in Sea Isle. You remember, I don't know if you do or not.
What, at Primo's?
Yes.
We were at Primo's in Seattle.
Yes, we're at Primo's, yeah, and I was in Avalon,
All right, yeah, I tell you, we had a great time when we were doing the show from all the Primo's. Yeah, I was at the other station when we did that.
Yeah, you're right, yeah, that's why I didn't know how to go around.
Oh, that's all right, it's no big deal.
I remember coming to visit you, and I brought him, and now he's 11, and unfortunately, that's part of sports hell, and I'm going to start with that. His Little League 11 district team got eliminated in 2 games. Why? They've been winning all year. They get beat in 2 games. That's one. The non-dunk, that is turned my stomach. I'm still not over this Sixers thing. And I'll tell you, Anthony, that put me in hell. How about, let's go back, 2004, walking out of Veterans Stadium. Last time I'm walking out of it, with my head in my hands and just gone to pieces. That's another one. My father, and I told you this, my father always said, Fred Shiro sold his soul to the devil and the Flyers will never win another Stanley Cup. How much more in hell can we be than that? Anthony, I don't get it. We get players that come up. We get a Wentz head case.
What are the odds? I mean, that's insane. That's why it's real. Selling your sports soul is real.
Exactly. You have Ben Simmons. He's a hot mess. Another head case. What happened to Carter Hart? What is that all about? I know you didn't have a defense in front of him, but doggone it. That's hell. You get a coach, Hackstall, Mr. College coach. What happens? They go in the toilet. Anthony, for all the years that I've been alive, I can count on one hand that I've been so thrilled and happy about my sports teams from Philadelphia. Yet, what do? I watch the Phillies every night. That hot mess of a bullpen, yeah. I got to watch that.
How about worse than their bullpen? I don't know what's more unsightly, their bullpen or how they play defense.
Anthony, it's hand in hand. Give me 6-1, half dozen the other. And, that goes organizational. You guys were talking about Klentak before. Klentak? Are you kidding me? And he's still drawing a check?
Yeah.
You hear the hell in my voice. I'm sure you do.
I know.
And
what you hear, we all hear is the pain.
And
pain is real pain.
It's pain. And I got to put up with listening to people from New York. I got to put up with people telling me how many rings the Patriots have won. I got to put up with that crap.
Thank you
for letting me vent a little bit.
Of course.
I've been so in the dump from Ben Simmons.
You know what sucks is that the only thing I'm looking forward to in sports is college football because there's, the expanded 12 teams.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I'm worried about college football, and I'm sure you are too, I hope this paying for your picture or whatever doesn't get out of hand.
Because I want those kids to make money.
I do too, but let's not get it out of hand.
I don't care. I mean, it's been long. You know why? It's free labor for those freaking universities. Let those kids make every dollar they can. Thank you, VT. Love you, Ronnie. No, I appreciate it, Ron. I'm a big believer. Those kids deserve to get money.
There's a quote making its rounds from 3 years ago.
What pain?
From Dabo.
Oh, yeah?
He said, the day college athletes can get paid is the day I'm done.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so does Dabo stick with it?
No, he's a fugazi.
Yeah, he is.
He's a stone fugazi. He says all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're all all those college coaches. Stop. They all think that they're little Caesars.
Not the pizza?
No, Caesar. They all think that they're emperors.
Right.
Like, Saban's the worst. Listen, great coach. But you walk around, you might think that...
He might be the devil.
That he could be. He could be the devil, without a doubt. Easily. Could definitely be the devil.
Will Strauss Jr. on Twitter, by the way. Big peanut butter and pickle combo guy.
Is he really?
Yes. Which is, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
No way.
I'm not the biggest pickle man, period. So, you know, God bless. Enjoy. That's all I got.
I can't do the pickle on a sandwich because it's like, it's hot.
Oh, I can't do that.
Like, listen, I'll take, when they put the pickles on the side and they're like still kind of cold because they've been in the fridge. All right, it's fine.
I never understood.
Hot pickle?
You know what I never understood about all those fast food places is that they put that stuff on a burger.
Yeah. Chicken sandwiches.
Like, why do I got to junk up the burger? Why are you putting a freaking pickle on my burger?
Yeah, I don't need that.
And by the way, they take it off, but the pickle juice is still on the burger, and I taste it. And it used to drive my cousin crazy, Cousin Joey, because we'd all go out. Right, and then I was plain. Give me a plain burger.
Yeah,
no cheese, plain. When I was a kid.
Oh, really? You just went?
I didn't even like the cheese. I don't like
slab of meat on the bread.
To this day, I don't even do like. I don't like the American cheese.
Really, you're anti cheeseburger?
Yeah. Well, no. If it's a cheddar,
oh, okay.
Or if it's a blue cheese,
and see, I don't like the crumbles
or like or whatever. But they got cheddar, nice cheddar. I'm down. A Gouda. All right,
pepper jack on a burger is underrated.
You want to throw a pepper jack? I'll roll with pepper jack.
Oh, PJ,
but I don't do the American. Why? I don't like the taste of American cheese.
Really?
I
like an American.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Right? I just don't like that cheese. I'm out. I'll go plain. I'll be honest with you. I could go plain. I like lettuce, onion. I mean, all right. But I could easily, if the burger was good burger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those pub burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Where I can see the blood. Like, I want it, because I want it bloody. I'm down with just the burger itself, like a steak burger.
I always
like, I don't put anything on my steak. You should never put anything on your steak.
No.
These people put the A1 and this and that sauce. It's a steak. Don't ruin the steak.
I agree with you there. I order no lettuce on my burger.
Why?
Because it's always the big leaf.
The bib.
I don't need that.
I like the
just
bib.
Say, give it to somebody else. Like,
I like the bib because it gives you the cool, it's good, the bib.
I'm out on it.
I like the bib. I'm down bib. I roll with the bib.
Give it to a goat.
They're so stupid. This is what the freaking teams have done to us. Danny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, guys, what's going on, man?
What's up, Dan? How are you, brother?
Good, man. So two quick points, and I'll take a different tack about the Eagles and the Super Bowl and hell and all that stuff. But
sure.
First off, I heard a caller earlier. There's this misconception, and the guy was spot on about all his points about Klentak. But there's this misconception that that Aaron Nola is Klentak's guy. Aaron Nola was drafted in 2014 by Ruben.
Yep.
So he doesn't even get – I want to make it known that guy doesn't even get credit for Aaron Nola.
Yes. Yes,
so let's correct. Just put that to rest. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Correct. Yep.
The second thing, you're talking about Rico Bronya. So I'm up here, like I said, in Connecticut. And
have you ever been to Watertown?
Yeah, so I was about to tell you a story. I'm in medical sales, so I cover the whole state. So there's a doctor that I work with that lives in Watertown, He's got four tickets. Two of them are right next to the visitor's dugout. It's been in his family since 1942 at Fenway.
Wow.
Yeah. So every year cool. I get first choice. Me and my son, I got a son your son's age, I take him up and we sit right next to the visitor's dugout. But obviously they're playing them next weekend. I'm not going to be able to make that because I got to go to a wedding down in Maryland. But yeah, really cool small town Americana. I think Rico Bronya actually came back and coached the high school football team.
Did he really? Wow. Yeah. I loved him. He was a good dude. He was a real good dude, Danny.
Dad, he was a vacuum cleaner at first base. He picked everything, yeah. Man.
Great, great glove. Great, you're dead right. He didn't have the power that you want from a corner, no. You know, but he that was a great. He reminded me like a poor man's John Olerud.
Yeah, man. Yep, he was awesome defensively.
Yeah.
So real quick about the Eagles, I'm going to take a different tack than, you know, I don't believe in selling your soul and all that stuff, but here's what we have our real life, our regular life, and then we have our sports life. And prior to the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, I was ready to take my own sports life. I couldn't take it anymore. And then they go up 22-12 at the half, and I'm like, all right, my sports life is going to be spared. And then they take the lead, the Patriots. And I'm like, I'm ready to go write the letter, my final letter of my sports self and take my own life. And then they win the game. Brandon Graham happens. They beat Belichick and Brady. And now all this stuff that happens with Markelle Fultz failing, the process looking bleak, the Sixers losing in seven, the Flyers, the Phillies, God, they're, I mean, I don't, I literally am at peace, man. I totally
wow.
am.
Wow.
Was I disappointed that the Sixers lost? Absolutely. But that had Brandon Graham not made that play, we know what happens. Brady rolls. They win. Now you're talking about, think about that now. And then think about the Sixers losing in seven, and Ben won't shoot. And we didn't get that Super Bowl. Dude, I would have taken my sports life 2 years ago. I would have yeah. given up watching. I really would have, dude. So literally, that's what gets me through. It's kind of a catch-22 because the thing that you
yeah.
think is
yeah.
causing us to be in hell is the thing that's actually bailing me out of being
missed. Yeah, see, it's not good enough for me. I'm sorry.
That's cool.
It ruins. And here's the problem is that it doesn't keep me warm at night. You know what I mean? Remembering it's like it's a good it's a great memory. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't want to besmirch the memory, but it's not enough, brother.
It is for me, and it is. I get it. It's not enough for some, but it is for me.
Like Carson Wentz was a failure. What?
Oh, I know. It's inexplicable. Ben Carson. There's a lot of things that are inexplicable. Guys that we draft that stink here and go elsewhere and flourish. Like, right. is the talent?
Like Klitschek, he's just inept, right? He was just yeah. a horrible general manager, and John yep. Middleton Sr. was just blind. All right,
yeah,
that happens. Yep. But come on, the Simmons thing, that shouldn't happen. The Quince thing should not happen.
Should never have happened. But that's the fact that they beat the Patriots probably helps me even more living up here and knowing that they're the greatest and they beat the greatest quarterback, beat the greatest coach. If they played the Jaguars, it's a Super Bowl, but maybe that would have wore off quicker. But the fact that we beat them, I'm at peace, man.
All right, brother. Thank Danny. Great stuff, man. Thank you, buddy. It's a good call. I wish I had that peace. I'm a restless soul. A restless soul. No good to be a restless soul. Cuz Radio Tunis 97.5 The Fanatic.
And this is Andrew Sal Tunis on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You get more than one shot to swing for the fences because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. That's where you get a whole grand. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app, it is so simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique and fun bet types like same-game parlays. And when you win, FanDuel will pay your winnings in as little as 24 hours. I got the app open in front of me. I'm looking at our squad today. Eflin on the mound. -130 favorites. Please, please, dear God, win the game, win the series. So I'm going to ride with the Phils. Also, Boston, I would take a look at the run line. It's still a hefty number, minus 128 for them to win by two runs or more against KC. But I would look at it because Boston, they're red hot. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code Fanatic to get in on all the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Fanatic. Must be 21 plus and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issues, knowledge, trouble, site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So it's 12:30 across the Delaware Valley. Why do I say this for me? Our 12 o'clock hour. Oh, my guys. Yeah. Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Get 0% financing for 72 months, $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com. So we want to give away a pair of FanFest tickets. Yeah, I mean, Judas, I mean, it's going to be fun, man. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I can't wait. Last year sucked, man. We missed it because of COVID.
Oh, my God.
For obvious reasons, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I mean, everything sucked.
But, each year gets better and better. Coach Camille does a fantastic job putting that thing together. And it's every year it's gotten better.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Yes. Yeah, he does a great job. I agree with you. So, all right, let's do the sixth, called number six. Number six will always love you, to the contest line. 215-263-0975. 215-263-0975. Sixth caller wins a pair of FanFest tickets. My man Joseph Seltzer. You ready? On the gram. Is it possible to be an atheist with the sports gods? They're too cruel. I don't want to believe in them anymore. I'm out.
Interesting.
He's right. Akash says, listening to you and Andrew talk peanut butter, 100% with you guys. Crunchy all the way.
Of course. I mean, it's the superior. It's the superior peanut butter.
Gabriel goes, how about this? I've had peanut butter on the burger.
I did that once.
It's awesome.
It's not bad.
Who had it?
Lucky's Last Chance. They dropped it off here.
I don't know Lucky's
Last Chance. I'm pretty sure it's in Manioc. You were on in the mornings, and they dropped it off, and it was because the burger brawl. Remember they did the burger brawl down in the Naval Yard?
But I had it earlier. I had it somewhere else. I didn't have it, actually. I saw it.
I had it.
And they wanted to, they were like, dude, it's awesome. I'm like,
I'll say this. I'll say this. It was good.
Right.
But it was a one-off for me.
See, that's my fear with some of this stuff. Right? Like, to me, the only reason why you do something like that is if the taste is so superior that that's what you'll get on more than, you know, out of every 10 burgers and however you often you eat a burger, to make it worthwhile, two of every 10 have to be with the peanut butter or three. Otherwise, what's the deal? Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, one sitting of that, is it superior to the regular burger?
It was very good. Because they had a jam, but it wasn't like jam. It was like a specific.
I don't do the jam.
But you had to put it on. There was bacon on. It was very good.
That's your problem. I'm not the biggest.
Like
fan
when I'm in the mood for a burger, I'm not thinking
too busy.
I'm not thinking peanut butter.
It's like the too busy.
I'm a big cowboy burger with the little fried onions all on top and the barbecue sauce. That's a go-to for me.
The
cowboy burger where they got the onion straws. Yeah,
I like the regular onion.
Okay. I go onion straw, barbecue sauce.
Sauteed, I'm down with sauteed. That's a one seed onion or just a raw. I don't need the straw.
I like a straw. It's nice. They fall off and then I
eat them. Yeah, the problem is it's like an onion ring. I don't do the onion ring on the burger. If you have a bun.
I'm not a big onion ring guy on the burger, just the straw.
Oh, it's the straw. It's the same thing.
Nah, it's different.
Same concept as breading on the onion.
That's different. Onion falls out. Nah.
Yeah, but it's still breading on the onion. And you already got bread with the burger.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's too much bread.
Nah, it's not too much.
I just give you my, that's just my, listen, I'm not saying you got to live by those rules. I'm just giving you mine. You know, I appreciate your pro straw.
You know, it was great. My mother-in-law bought it for me, and I forget what it was called, but I remember the infomercials for it. She actually called and got it for me because I was so obsessed with it. The thing where you get your own burger patty and then you push it in and then it made a little indent and then you could put stuff inside. And then you put the other patty on top.
Stuffed burger.
Yes. And then you could, and I was doing stuffed burgers at home.
Stuffed burgers, outrageous.
So I was doing all kinds. Dude, I was like, I went through.
Did you do the peppers?
Yes. Oh, man.
Jalapenos?
Yep. And when I tell you.
I like the serranos.
Yes, I know you do.
That's a fine, superior pepper.
When I tell you I had a burger, I think for every day for an entire week because I just wanted to try something new. See? I even made Easy Mac one day just to put inside the damn burger.
Really?
Because the mac and cheese burger. Stuffs, I think it was called. There's this red plastic thing that you push down.
That's cool, man.
That was fantastic. It was awesome.
That's a genius idea. You still, you don't do it no more?
I don't. I think it broke or something.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a chintzy kind of plastic thing.
Yeah, but I could see where that would be a fun.
It was a blast.
Do the stuffed burger?
Oh, yeah. Like we did
stuffed
like
burger's a great item.
With both families, meeting of the minds, you know?
What are some of the stuffings? You have the peppers.
Did the peppers. This was a while ago.
The onions.
Yeah, because I did the cheese on the inside. Onion. We sauteed onions to put on in the inside.
That's strong.
I think that's about it.
The heat does it. Like, you give me some peppers in there.
Oh, yeah. Big
that's
fan.
That's nice. Or the cheese is perfect, right? Because it explodes.
Yes.
That's good.
It's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. I give you props on that. So, T. Will was telling me about the yellow watermelon. Have you ever had that?
No.
I've never had the yellow watermelon. He said it's delicious.
I'm guessing the outside casing's yellow or is the inside yellow?
The inside is yellow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not the regular watermelon where it's red. The inside is yellow.
But I wonder if the casing on the outside is still the green.
I don't know. I just saw, he just showed me, he sent me a picture of the inside, and it was yellow.
That's awesome.
You know what I never had before? And it was really, really good. So I had a meeting last week at the Grand Cafe.
Okay.
It's a great spot on Chestnut Street. And they had the yellow tomato sauce.
Huh.
I've never had that.
And it was amazing?
It was outrageous.
I mean, everything there was amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was a little sweeter.
Okay.
But with the Calabrian chilies, oh my God, dude. Outrageous. Outrageous. But that, I never had the yellow tomato sauce.
No.
I never had the yellow watermelon. Though.
No.
The yellow is underrated. I mean, I bet you that yellow watermelon's good. I never knew it existed either.
Never heard of it.
T. Will, he knew it. I was like, wow, that's interesting. Let's go to, where are we at? E! You're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Big E!
Man, what's going on, man?
What's happening, E?
Oh, man, I'm just checking in, man, checking on the game.
How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there, but I ain't doing too good with these Sixers, man. We definitely should have went further than we went this year, man.
How about the Suns, man? Like, you kidding me?
Listen, Ant, I've been trying to get in to talk to Divine because I'm trying to figure out if I'm not mistaken, didn't we draft Mikal Bridges?
Yeah, and we traded.
And we swapped him for who?
Zaire Smith.
Come on, Ant. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I mean, we'll be talking all day because it's like, I can't figure it out. Like, he's a starter on a championship team now, and we had him and swapped him for somebody that's not even playing. Like, for somebody that's
in the Think about this, too, right? Think about this. They were a team that they had no shooting back then, right? Like, they needed shooters.
Yeah.
They were young shooters. And they traded him for Zaire Smith. That was an analytics. Some analytics dude had Brett's ear. That's exactly what happened. And they took Zaire.
Mess up. Just no matter how you look at it, I'm looking at the Sixers, and I'm looking at Ben, and I'm looking, and I'm saying, like, I feel like we missed our shot this year. I know Danny Green got hurt and all that, and he was
a pivotal
shooter for us. No. But look at it, and Milwaukee's not getting no worse. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Milwaukee's not getting no worse. What about Brooklyn next year? We had a chance to take it. It's not going to get no easier for us next year. So that's how I'm looking at it. Like,
I agree. I think you're so right about this. And let me tell you, like, I had the same exact thought, which is, oh my God, it was so wide open for us.
Yeah.
And we could have won it, had the parade. And listen, if Brooklyn puts together, so be it. But at least we won it. At least the process yielded a title.
Right. We got time out the deal, man. And we still got to deal with these jokers next year, man.
So, yeah.
But like with Ben, my point on Ben is, He need to sit down and just have a talk with somebody. And I feel like, I don't know, you know, the NBA players, they communicate. He need to sit down and talk to Giannis, man, about...
He needs to talk to Moses.
It's like night and day, man. It's night and day. Like, Giannis don't care about being humiliated. Yeah. Like they said, he don't care about missing a free throw. He don't care about missing a three. No. He's going to come down and do it again. So I don't know if Ben is just so like, well, I don't want to be humiliated. No, it's not about that. It's about getting better. If you don't understand nothing about Philly, we appreciate effort. You don't want to give no
exactly.
effort.
Exactly. You're so right.
How much do he need to hear that we don't care if you miss? Shoot the ball. This is coming from the fans. So that's like, you get what I'm saying? We don't care about that. Ben, get an effort.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. You are so right. So right. My brother E, thank you. Ben needs to go talk to Moses. Like, he's got to go up the mount. And Moses, the Ten Commandments, Moses, needs to come down. Talk to him. Not Moses Malone. He needs something. He's got to go on a journey. The problem is, I fear his only journey is little gooey kissy face with his girlfriend having ice cream.
The journey could have started in Tokyo for the Olympics, but he decided to opt out of that too.
How weak is that? Did I see? Was I seeing things? Was Matisse playing?
He may be.
Australia?
Yeah, it was going to be the two of them, and it was actually be pretty good. The two of them and Patty Mills. Think about that. Simmons facilitates the Mills.
So this is going to get me angrier. So Matisse Thybulle's playing, but Ben Simmons is not. Oh, God. He tortures me. Dude, I you know how much I love that kid? I want that kid to unleash all his talents. He's such a disappointment.
How about Team Australia?
Disappointment, Ben.
Here are your NBA players.
Oh, you got rosters?
Well, I just quickly looked up Australia.
Give me the rosters.
Aaron Baines.
I can geek out. I'm going international from now on.
Aaron Baines.
Oh, the Baines. Sure.
Dellavedova. How about Dante Exum?
Remember Dante Exum.
Oh, my God. Josh Green with the Mavericks. Joe Ingles.
Oh, the Ingles, yeah, you can shoot it.
Thon Maker.
Thon.
Jeez. Patty Mills, Ben Simmons, and Matisse Thybulle.
It's not a bad squad.
I thought Nicholas Batum was Australian. Was he not?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
No, he's French. My apologies. What squad do you want next?
Give me the Lithos.
Lithuania, okay. Because they got some players, obviously. You got the Valanciunas.
Love the Lithos.
Let's see. I need to find the updated roster here, man. Come on, Lithos. You guys are killing me. Come on, guys. You can't get me a roster here somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Here you go. Well, these are the candidates.
How about this? Tyrone says, with Ben, and I agree, they're a favorite to get it to medal. To go get a bronze or silver.
Yeah, they have a decent squad.
And he ran away. Like he ran away from that dunk.
So here are your Lithos that are in the NBA. Of course, the great Ignas Brazdeikis, who the Sixers traded for, remember? And then he finished the season with the Magic. He was part of the Knicks trade.
Wow.
Valanciunas, obviously. Sabonis, obviously. And then the great Mindaugas Kuzminskas, who also played for the Knicks for like 6 seconds. I don't think he's in the league anymore.
It's not a bad squad, though.
No, here's their one problem. And I'll tell you this now, as a Lithuanian basketball watcher.
Guard play?
When they play quick teams, they're in trouble. I've seen them lose to teams like Brazil because of how quick up and down they move up and down the court.
Or guard play.
And like guys like Valanciunas just can't keep up.
Right.
So that's their
guard
big
play.
Downfall. Yes.
Makes sense. Bad guard play.
Yeah. If it's a half-court style.
Right.
Team Litho all the way.
Well, Sabonis, I mean, they got bigs. You got big, strong, yeah. You know.
Keep an eye on that.
Who's number two? Like, who was some of the favorites other than USA?
France is usually up there, right?
I don't know, you got the Greeks, you got Spain, you got Brazil, right? Russia. I'm just curious. Patricia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Trish.
Hi, how are you guys?
What's going on? It's horrible, Trish.
Oh, I'm sorry. But listen, I listen to you a lot. I want to tell you a couple of things. Number one, we're really good friends with the sixth man. You know who he is, right?
Oh, Patricia, I love the sixth man.
Yeah.
He's a great man.
He is so wonderful. He's like one of the nicest people in the world.
Yeah, he's a beautiful guy.
He loves my granddaughter, Mallory, and she's an awesome basketball player. She's 9. Oh. And we went to a lot of the games. And although I don't think they would have gotten past Brooklyn, I think the coaching was too conservative. I think they should have put that kid Maxie in more often. And it was just a shame because they never lost by much. They were down, came back.
Well, when Danny Green got hurt, I agree. I thought they should have played Maxie in the star, put him in the starting lineup.
And Danny Green is a good friend of my my niece's husband. They played at North Carolina together.
Oh, wow.
And the other thing I want to tell you is I'm going to the Phillies game on Sunday, so I have great seats. And I thought they were going to be better because I'm from New York, and I'm a Yankee fan originally. I moved here to take care of my grandkids. And when they took the Yankees down that weekend, a couple weekends ago, I thought they were on their way.
Yeah, the problem is, and welcome, we're happy to have you. And that's so nice that you came down to help with your grandkids.
Yeah, I love it. It was the best thing I ever did. Aww. And boys, I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, I'm with them all the time. It's too wonderful for words. So here's the thing.
Yes.
Yeah, and here's what you need to eat. Okay, crunchy peanut butter with Smucker's jelly, whatever flavor you like.
on Arnold's white bread. And there you have it, with a big glass of milk.
All right. Well, Tunis, that's on you, baby. I like it. Patricia, okay. You're a sweetheart. You call
okay,
anytime.
Guys.
Have fun
right,
at the game. See ya. She sounded very nice.
How about...
Six Man I like a lot. He's a great guy. Great man.
So, Team USA, obviously, huge favorites. Minus 305. Serbia with the second best odds.
Oh, yeah. Serbia's good.
At plus 800.
How my Croats?
Croatia... Plus 5,000.
So where are they ranked?
USA's one. Serbia and Spain both plus 800. France 1,700.
Wait. Hold on. Let me. I can't see it. So I'm just going by you. So USA one.
Yes.
France. Who's two?
Serbia and Spain tied with the second
Spain,
best.
Okay. Spain. Yeah. Okay.
France.
All right.
Australia.
All right.
Greece.
Yeah. They're good.
Lithuania.
Right.
Australia, Greece, Lithuania all have the same odds, plus 2,500.
Okay.
Argentina, plus 3,000.
They're always good.
And then Croatia, plus 5,000.
Croatia.
Tied with Slovenia, Turkey, and Venezuela.
Okay.
Boban Marjanovic on the Serbian national team.
It's a good squad.
And Micic, remember the...
Micic, yeah.
The guard that the Sixers have?
Yeah.
Did they trade his rights?
Yes. How could he not play in the Olympics? What's that about, Junis? He ran away, too. He ran away.
Wow.
Because Radio Junis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Uncle Frank said, damn sports gods. Turning Cuz Radio into a cooking show. That's not true. Just throwing it around here and there about the peanut butter, burgers. July 4th, my least favorite. I don't like the summer holidays.
See, I get what you're saying, but I don't know. I still love July 4th.
Do you? I don't. I'm just saying I don't. I love the country, but I don't love the 4th. Like the you know what I don't like? The
anti-barbecue.
Yeah, I don't like the customs.
The customs.
Right. Like every holiday has a custom, right?
Okay.
So, I'm just not a fan of the customs. I don't like eating outside. I don't like barbecue. I don't like eating outside. I don't like fireworks.
All right, I'm with you on the fireworks.
I like the beach. That's it, but I'm not going to be at the beach.
You're anti-burger outside?
I don't like, you know what I don't like about outside barbecue? It's like there's bugs. It's annoying. Now, if it's, I'll eat outside in the city. Because I like that. There's no bugs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you give me a cafe, I'm good at a cafe. I eat outside the cafe. I just don't like the backyard. Ugh.
I love the backyard.
Do you really?
Backyard barbecue, man.
Yeah, I just don't like it,
man. Oh, it's fantastic.
You know what it is? It's there's always the little bugs and the annoyances.
That's extra protein.
I'm never comfortable.
You amaze me.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just being real with you. That's why I don't like the 4th of July. It doesn't do anything. Now, if I was down the shore and, you know, I had beach, all right. You know, but like, listen, the fireworks, once you get to a certain age, you've seen fireworks.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, once you get to 25 years old, 30 years old, that's it.
Yeah, I'm anti-firework.
You get to 20, you've seen all the fireworks. Ooh, like, what else are you going to do?
The only firework I still get amazed by, because they do a great job, at the ballpark, the firework night. They do a good job.
Okay. When I was 12, I liked it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't want, listen, I'm not being a Grinch because it's like, hey, you do you. You just asked me. We were talking about it. And I just told you I'm just not the biggest. It's my least favorite holiday.
You're a mean one.
4th of July Grinch.
Mr. Grinch, you really are a he.
Yeah. Christmas in July, man. Your holiday's coming up. Grinch. Grinch Gargano.
See, I love the holidays.
Yeah, I know you do. You're great with it.
I love the holidays.
The Reading Terminal Market
like,
stuff.
When I start, first of all, I love Halloween. Right? You get me to October. My favorite time is September to January. That's it. That's my live for that time. Even Labor Day. I dig a Labor Day.
Oh, I love Labor Day.
Love Labor Day.
Yeah.
You know why Labor Day rules?
Why is it
rules? Football, man. Labor Day rules because, first of all, the weather's great, right? Like, I always wanted to do like a weekend down at Shore like Labor Day because the weather at nighttime, a little hoodie action.
Yeah.
Daytime, you get nice heat. Beach. The ocean's always warm because it's all summer long, heated up. Labor Day to January. That's living. It's my time. Make sense?
Yeah, I got you.
All right.
Have fun this weekend.
You're welcome. 4th caller and all of July 4th to 215-263-0975. 215-263-0975. You're going to get a pair of FanFest tickets. Rob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob 8.
Anthony.
What's up, Robbie? What you doing, buddy?
Just hanging out, man. Got rained out of the work, so I was able to give you guys a call.
Great nice. Welcome, my brother.
Thank you.
So what do you think, man? Give us some love.
I'm all over the place with you guys right now because, man, there's stuff you could do outside in the 4th of July, man. Just get one of those canopy tents with the screens on it, get away from the bugs, drink a little more wine, you know what I mean? So, don't think about it. Just eat some food, hang out.
So you say you're pro backyard barbecue? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get now, what does that rank? What's the 4th of July rank in your holiday list?
Probably top four. I mean, you got Easter. Easter's a little, I know it's a celebration, but.
Just rank the customs. We're not talking about. Again, there's no religious thing. We're just talk about the customs, right?
All right. So you go Christmas.
Right. Easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Then what else do you got? You got Halloween. That's cool.
I love Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween. Good.
Thanksgiving's the best, right?
Thanksgiving, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They're all superior.
I guess New Year's. Yeah, price of price. Fifth.
New Year's, right. New Year's is there. I go Labor Day over 4th of July, Easter over 4th of July. Now you're talking 7. I got to go freaking Arbor Day. Nah, I'm anti-Arbor Day.
Oh, wait. Yes, no. I love talking to you guys, man. You feel the same pain we do.
Oh, right.
It's transparent.
Yeah, man. Listen, that's how we roll. You know, listen, takes one to know one. That's the point, right?
Right.
It's tough. These freaking Phillies, too. They add to it, Robbie.
Oh, my God. They just can't close these games out.
And you know what's crazy? Like, you think about it. Nola, he had dazzling stuff yesterday. He had 11 strikeouts. The ball was moving. He had dazzling stuff.
Yeah.
He's got a lead. I know the Marlins are pesky. But, Rob, Blue Pier, error. Sing I single
sloppy. Yeah. Sloppy. Every team does it too. All the turnovers with the Sixers.
Yeah.
And sloppy.
Sloppy, yeah. That's it. The word, man. Brother, good stuff, man. I appreciate it, Robbie.
Yeah, I appreciate you. So I wanted to say something about Simmons real quick, man. What blows my mind is that he's so scared of the second round. Like, dude, we still got two more rounds to win. Like, scared of the second round. And also, on top of that, if you think about it,
If Embiid would have met this girl and had a baby the year we had Jimmy Butler, we would have a ring by now. You know what I mean? Yeah. If he would have taken this a little serious, like his vision, MVP year.
They would have won. Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
No, absolutely. He's right. You're right.
But yeah, Simmons got to go, man. This point guard experiment is just over.
I just don't understand them. Like, I don't even understand them.
I don't either.
It sucks. Yeah. Oh, buddy. Hang in there. Thank you, brother. See you, Robbie. Like, how could you? How do you not even go play for your country, dude? What's that about?
He's kind of weak, isn't it?
He's weak.
It's very weak. By the way, if
he's such a drag. Like, he's a disappointment.
I hear you. If you took Lithuania 14.5 first half, you cashed in last second.
Oh yeah,
49-34 lead at the end of the first half.
You said that Lithuania halftime line?
Yeah, it was 14.5. So if you took that, congratulations.
Congratulations, yeah. And rehab's around the corner. Who's that? Thing's all messed up. Is that Maji? Maji, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Maji?
Not much. First time, long time.
Welcome,
love the
buddy.
Show, guys.
Thank you.
So I'm calling to defend Ben on his decision not to play for Australia.
Okay.
For the simple fact of he needs to slay his demons. If he we don't need him. We know what he's going to do in Australia if he plays. Okay, he can beat up on all the Spains and the Croatias all he wants, right? Okay, he's going to pass. He's going to do this and that. But you know, what you need him to do is be able to learn how to shoot free throws. I would rather him, if I'm his agent, say, nah, you're not going over there. You're going to go and you're going to shoot free throws all summer, buy whatever house in California you want, go, you know, enjoy the beach at night, go, you know, and do what you got to do. But you need to shoot your free throws. Maybe it's not that simple, but maybe that's the first step, even if it's just for a trade piece as a Sixers fan.
Let's examine this for a second. See, I don't think it's a deal where he's got to go in an empty gym, because I think we've been down that road time and time again. I think what this is he...
The crowd?
He needs to go play and feel some pressure and want to go play. That's why, you know, yeah, he's not beat up on anybody. Like, those other international teams are good. Forget USA aside, those other teams are good. There's some good teams, man.
And yeah, I guess, because Australia's not playing. Sure, Australia's not, you know, he's not playing with on USA, so he's not. It's not like he's on the you know, the dream team himself. But I mean, he can. What he does, he'll be able to do, regardless who's playing. You see that all through the regular season. He can run. He can push the pace. He can rebound. We don't. I don't. I frankly don't care about that. You know, as a Sixers fan, I need him to be able to. I agree with you. Where I do think he needs to be on the court with when, you know, in pressure situations, because, you know, the way that, I mean,
again, Olympics is a stage, man.
It's a stage.
It's not the NBA finals, but I mean, but he failed the second round experiment.
Yeah. I was at game five there. Yeah. I watched the debacle. It was, you know, unbelievable.
He ran away from the ball. Love the dude. And the guy ran away.
Yeah. I mean, you can't defend him after, you know, it's real hard to defend him after series ended. Yeah. You know, you can't defend
him. Listen, I love it. I root for the guy. But again, man, I mean, after a while, he's got to help himself. Do I believe that he's got talent? Yeah, I do. But if he doesn't want to unlock any of it, or he doesn't even think he's got a problem to unlock it,
I think his agent going and seeing, you know, Sixers at the end of the season, was that, I don't think it was a trade. I think it was about what do we need to get done here so that, this doesn't happen again. Cause he's not gonna get another contract of that. Yeah, he has enough money for, you know, for his lifetime, right? But that's embarrassing to be a number one pick and go, you know, get one contract and you're out of it because, you know, you can't hit a free throw.
Yeah, I wonder if the Rich Paul, who you're talking about, his agent, is thinking, you know what, we need to change the scenery for him.
You know what I mean? Like, kind of situation.
Well, and even I wonder, forget everybody talks about the town. His teammates may be done with him.
It sure felt like that the way, you know, Embiid. It felt like that at the end.
Right? I mean, at some point, your teammates go, yo, dude.
You're looking around at in the locker room like, you didn't dunk that? You know, for me, it feels like he needs to hit the free throw, right? Because all of a sudden, if he can hit, 68%, 72%, all of a sudden, you know, he's not, you know, maybe he's not afraid to, you know, go and get
the contact. I'm with you on that, Matt. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Like, yeah, I think there, that makes sense, but I just think there, it's a, all a part of a larger issue. That's my fear, is that it's a part of a larger problem, a larger issue. You know. Look at this. My man Ben from Montgomery.
What's up, buddy?
The ambassador. What is that?
I got a job at the Eagles.
You got a job at the Eagles?
I did. I'm going to be working at the Link.
My man. You're a game day operator.
Can I get a yo for the Eagles? Let me get a yo for the Eagles.
Hold on. Give me yo, Junis. Give our man a yo.
Because we got a yo.
Yo, Adrian!
I'm gonna be working game day staff, cuz all my eight man. Home games.
Are you really? That's fantastic, Betty boy.
I'm so excited, cuz.
That's
so excited.
Awesome. Proud of you, man.
I'm proud of you. I saw you at Ron Jaworski's event. Listen, I would love to come volunteer at Fan Fest. I would love to come help.
All right. Well, you know what? I gotta get the boss involved because he makes all the decisions. But I'm sure first of all, we'd love to have you. Period. So you're in. You know
I'm in
that.
Too. If you're in, I'm in.
You know, so we just got to figure out. The bosses will find something for you for sure. You're absolutely. One of the greats. You know, you're the ambassador, and we love you and all your fight against autism.
Yes, sir.
I'm really proud of you, dude.
I'm going to do an Eagles chant. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Yeah! There you go, Betty boy. I love that kid.
Yeah, I saw him. He posted the photo. It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Really cool.
He's the best. We saw him Monday at Jaws' golf challenge. Tremendous kid.
Yeah, he's a great person.
Tremendous. What's up, Ty? Ty, it's hell. We live in hell, Ty. There's a volcano somewhere.
Tyrone just doesn't watch sports anymore, that's all.
Really? Yeah? I said it earlier today. I said it to the Tunis, Ty. I said, I'm done. I'm waving a white flag. That's it. I may watch Olympic ball, though.
He's Euro soccer, too.
I got my squad tomorrow.
That's what I'm saving my energy for. Olympic basketball and Olympic baseball. I can't wait for Olympic baseball.
Dude, I'm down with all swimming. I'm down with all of it. Track and field's awesome. Summer games? Boxing?
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, Team USA baseball's got probably zero shot to win.
You know what? The best someday we're gonna have plenty of time for a conversation. But can I tell you about Olympic boxing back in the day? Was the greatest, dude.
Was it?
Oh, tremendous, tremendous! I used to love it.
Did they have like the premier fighters in it?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Dude, I remember, like, you know, being a kid. Oh, I loved it. And Cuba was our, you know, when I grew up, Cuba was like an enemy, right? Because obviously Castro. And they had a heavyweight, Teofilio Stevenson. You remember him, Tyrone? Oh, he was like unbeatable. Scary figure. Teofilio. The Olympic boxing was outrageous. We got to get into that at some point. I'm down with the Olympics with you, dude.
I'm in. I'm trying to find the baseball odds, but I can't find them anywhere.
Yeah, but Team USA stinks.
Yeah, like they have no shot.
Now,
Matt Wieters.
Now, should MLB, they should pause. I mean, it's every 4 years. You can't pause?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You're out on the pause?
Yeah, I'm kind of out on the pause. Just keep the baseball season going.
You should allow guys to go play, though. How about that?
I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
Whatever. There's so much wrong with Major League Baseball. Sal, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Sal.
Good morning. Good afternoon, guys. How are we today?
Hi, Sal.
You're talking about the Phillies, man. I'm one blown save away from ripping down my flag. I've had it up for about 10 years and survived rain, storm, snow, sleet, whatever. One more blown save, and I'm going to take a bat to it and take it down. I just can't take it no more, man.
Yeah. How about, I mean, last night was cruel, too. Because Noah had great stuff last night.
It was embarrassing, and I sat there and watched the whole thing, and then I shut it off after they checked Neris's glove. I mean, come on, what are they going to do that for? I mean, they checked his glove and the hat.
I know.
That was embarrassing. It was like a slap in the face, so yeah. I shut it off and went to bed. But it's hard. I can't watch it no more. I'm with you guys on the Olympics. I can't wait till they start, but it's rough. It's rough being a Phillies fan this time of year, man.
It sucks, dude. Right? Oh my god.
Sorry, but I got a peanut butter sandwich if you guys want to hear it real quick.
What do you got?
Check this out. It's a grilled peanut butter sandwich.
Really?
Yes. It's just you put
that sounds interesting.
You make it like you do. I put peanut butter on both sides of the bread and I put jelly in the middle and I put a little bit of butter in a frying pan and make it like a grilled cheese muddle.
I don't do the jelly. Can you do it without the jelly?
I made it with Nutella.
Nutella. That sounds incredible, man.
I'm telling you, try it. You'll never have another peanut butter sandwich like this again. It crunches.
Nutella?
I'm
like
hungry
a
right now.
Cheese. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a genius idea to do it like that.
I'm telling you, try it out and talk about it. You'll love it.
Sal, you're the man, brother. You're the man.
Thanks, guys.
I like that, buddy. Take care.
I'm sure that's good because I know you've done it. Just putting bread in the toaster and then the peanut butter on the toasted bread. You've done that, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I prefer that.
Yes, me too.
Like, I prefer...
A little crunch from the bread.
I like the pumpernickel peanut butter toast.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Interesting.
I don't do the white. I'll do the pumpernickel or the wheat.
Yeah. Multi-grain.
Yes.
I'm a big multi-grain toaster with peanut butter guy.
There you go. Because all the grains
make you a crunch.
More texture.
Which is why I'm a crunchy peanut butter man here.
Full circle, dude.
See what we accomplish on the show.
Full circle. That's right. Is it raining outside?
It was last time I went out to check, break.
Is it all the gook is gone, the hot, like steamy gook?
Let me check. Let's see. The weather currently 73 degrees and raining. All right.
Wow,
that's nice.
Yeah. All right. Cuz Radio Tune is still one more segment to hang out right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We'll have another pair of FanFest tickets coming up before we get out of here and hand it off to Mikey Miss at 2 o'clock. Tyrone. Well, Tyrone is anti crunchy.
Yeah, but here's his problem. And a lot of people have this problem, and a lot of people need to implement this into their lives.
What's that?
Stop spreading the peanut butter on the bread with a knife. You have to go spoon because it's one-stop shopping, right? Boom, you get the perfect scoop. You flop it down onto the bread, but then you use the back of the spoon to smooth it out. Now you got no knife ridges cutting through the bread. He blames the crunchy peanut butter as the reason why the bread rips through. No, it's the knife. Just trust me on this one. Back of the spoon on the bread. Game changing. I do it with cream cheese on a bagel. I always go spoon.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anytime people have like the little knives for the cheese spreads, now give me the little spoon that you can use too.
I didn't know that.
Back of the spoon. Smooth. Really? It's smooth, you know? You're not ripping anything.
I'm not a big, you know, again, that doesn't really matter. I would prefer to have it as a little snack out of their thing. The crunchy.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to Matt for dropping
which
it off.
Which we asked him right now. Matt, yeah, Matty.
Matt is a good dude, man. I'll see him throw it at Parks.
Extra crunchy. Jif. It's awesome. Might have some when I get home.
It's a great item.
You know what else is a nice combo with the peanut butter? A pretzel. Like a hard pretzel, not soft pretzel.
Yeah, there's those. There is
like the Utz sourdough.
You know those. Well, they make them like that. There's the. I don't like the peanut butter and the pretzel. I'm out.
Yeah.
Now, they make them in the. You know, it's a snack food.
Yes. But no, I like.
People go just crazy.
Pretzel on its own. Scoop up some peanut butter.
See, to me, the pretzel goes with the cheese.
It's fair. Or the mustard. No, I'm with you on that one too.
Either the mustard,
yeah.
Or the cheese. And that's it.
Now, do you believe peanut butter is salt or salty or sweet? I think it's sweet.
I don't like sweet, so I like salty.
Okay.
So.
People tell me it's salty. I don't understand. I think it's sweet.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could be wrong. Maybe my taste buds are thrown off.
I don't really care. I mean, I like to categorize it. But hey, you know.
Hey, you do you, man.
Exactly. Mike, after this sports run, I have a completely new attitude. Like, I've always been a live, let live kind of person.
Except for my dinner times.
Well, I mean, I just think that's ridiculous for you to have a romantic dinner at 4 o'clock. Like, I just don't even understand.
Next time will be 3 o'clock.
Well, all right, at 5. Like, who has a date at 5 o'clock? Like, that's just horrible. There's no sense of, you can't, it's supposed to be romance.
Yeah, man.
It's supposed to be nighttime.
Sunset.
Yeah, all right, sunset. You were 5 o'clock. Early bird special.
Not wrong with that, man.
That's horrible. You guys are just horrible. But anyway, most on everything else but that, I'm like, live, let live, man. Do you, do you. That's cool. I'm weird. I already know it. So that's great. Enjoy yourself. Do you. I feel the same way. But after this sports thing, I've been lobotomized, man.
Yeah.
I can't even argue anymore.
We've lost you, man.
I'm done. Yeah.
Sorry, man.
You know, I'm done. White flag. I saw the trailer for the Sopranos movie.
Oh, you did?
Saints of Newark. It looks good.
I watched a few episodes yesterday.
Oh, you went in on it?
Yeah. I started, so I kind of cheated yesterday. And I will admit to this. I watched the first 4 episodes when COVID first started. I've told the story before. I had it. It was free on my Comcast box. But I think Comcast caught on because I didn't have HBO. So the next morning I woke up, it was no longer free. So I watched recaps of the first 4 episodes yesterday, so I started at episode 5. I remembered everything that happened. So
really?
I think I'm through 8 episodes of season 1.
Ah, that's cheating.
It is cheating.
That's weak.
I'll admit it. It's cheating.
Why are you speed watching?
It's because I started watching watching episode 1. I was like, oh, I remember all this.
Okay.
Like I did.
Whatever. You're lost to me. You have no appreciation.
I've appreciated the full episodes I watched yesterday. So I think I'm 8 episodes in.
I'm liking it. I have to tell you, I don't even want to like have a conversation with you.
All right. I'm liking it.
See, when I looked at Gamora, and really every TV show I watch that I like, I watch one episode multiple times before moving on to the next one.
Well, I don't have the all 22 for Sopranos yet. I'm waiting for the coach's tape to come out.
Okay, so I'm not telling you that you should watch, you know, over and over again, but you didn't see, the last time you watched the four episodes were when?
It was middle of last year.
Yeah, like that's horrible.
Like, probably like June or something. Probably a year ago.
Make that a poll. Like, you can't, you gotta, if you're gonna watch a show.
No, I know I'm in the wrong.
It's terrible.
I'm not saying it's okay.
Why would you do that?
Because I just wanted to, because I was 20 minutes into episode one. I was like, I remember all this, so what am I, like, I'm not gonna.
Let it flow. You gotta let it flow. Get into the show.
I'm sure it's a violation.
It's so frustrating when it comes to that sort of thing. Look, I'm a weirdo. I take things I shouldn't too seriously. I like what I like, and I get it. So, I get I'm weird. But you got no respect. No respect to the art of it.
Sorry, to the arts of The Sopranos.
No, but this, it could be any show. Still a show, like, you know, the pain that went forth in creating it. And you're like, you're speeding. And then you don't even get in the proper mindset. Like, there's a mindset.
What mindset?
You gotta, when you watch it, when you play a game, do you get in a mindset? Yeah. You're watching the Eagles. Don't you get in a mindset?
Yeah, well, what mindset am
you're
I
watching the playoffs?
I got home and I watched the shows. What mindset do I need to be in?
You gotta get into it.
What do you mean I sat on the couch, watched the show just like any other human being?
Okay, but you fast forward it.
I got to darken the room?
Well, it's all part of imbibing in the story. You shouldn't even watch it.
You're right. I'll stop now.
Good. Don't even watch it. Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
That's funny you say that, Ant, because when I was in the middle of Game of Thrones and, like, you get ready, get your wine ready for the show, I mean, you couldn't have any lights on in the room. It had to be dark. And then that theme song would come on and you're like, I'm locked in. And, to your point, like, I would always go back and rewatch it Monday because my wife would fall asleep. You know, she'd like make it through half episode.
Dude, you're my kind of guy.
Yeah, dude. And especially Game of Thrones, that one, and Sopranos. There's so many like little.
Yes. Well, like, Game of Thrones is epic.
Oh my God, dude. There's nuggets and it's like, you'll get three seasons in, and you're like, oh my God, that was this thing back then. And
Right, yes!
Yeah, you got it. Yes, you can't rush that one. And, you know, if I were you, Chunas, I would make it a Sunday night thing, 9 o'clock. I mean, you know, nothing else on. We're out on the basketball season, so, you know, set it up just like it was in season.
So I can't binge The Sopranos? It's an anti-binge show?
That's not like, you're talking about like Walking Dead, where it's like, let me see who dies right away, and you just want to get to the next and get to the next. Those shows, like, and Boardwalk Empire was another one. I love that show. I think they killed it too soon. Like, the last season and a half were like, eh, but seasons 1, 2, and 3 were excellent. But, you know, there's a lot in there that, you know, you kind of have to unpack. But, no, I wouldn't try to rush that. Don't rush that along.
Yeah, he's like one of these speed watchers.
Nah, I know. He got too much going on. He got a Saturday show. He's big time now.
I know.
Real quick on holidays. Dude, St. Patrick's Day. Strong, dude. St. Patrick's Day is the best. It's like,
that's a great one. Yes, I agree.
You're looking forward to the spring. Sometimes you get a day where it's like 65, 70, and it's like nice out. You're coming out of winter. You got March Madness. I mean, it is just, it's the best.
And
it's
like spring training. Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Now my buddy's got an Irish bar, and this year they had the Irish step dancers down there, and, you know, nobody had to wear a mask. And it was just awesome because last year,
that's awesome.
He got asked, dude, he got screwed because, you know, these guys buy all that beer and everything like in advance. And you're talking, you know, tens of thousands of dollars,
sure.
And they got shut down. Dude, they got shut down. And every Irish bar in Philadelphia or in America, that's their money for the year, man. It's a big, big deal. So,
I got to tell you, that's a great one. I agree.
It's my favorite.
It's way better than 4th of July. Say,
oh, my God, forget about it. Yeah, 4th of July. That's the other thing about backyard picnics. And one other thing, and I don't want to bring it up, but not for nothing. You go to someone's house and they got dogs and they don't clean up right and you're out there eating. And it's like the smell, and you can, like, you catch it, but they don't because, you know, they're like nose blind to it. It's gross, man. Like, I'm out on the backyard. It's definitely, especially 90 degree heat. Forget about it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's a great call by you, Pat. Multiple.
Great show, guys. Have
thanks,
a good
brother.
One, right?
You too, man. He's dead right. First of all, St. Patrick's Day, greater than
big St. Patty's
4th
Day
July. You disagree.
I'm a 4th guy.
I know you are.
Always have been.
I go
because I'm an outdoor barbecue guy, but I do love St. Patty's Day. I mean, it's a great time.
Of course.
McGillin's hanging out there.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's not top 10 July 4th. It's not a top 10 holiday.
You go Flag Day over July 4th?
No, like, I already gave you. I gave you Christmas, Eve and the day.
Okay, so we're counting Eve. Yeah.
Eve and the day.
I'm a big Eve guy.
Eve rules. Eve over, greater than day. But whatever. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, Thanksgiving, Halloween.
You count New Year's Eve?
Yeah, it's true. All right, I'm going to do both. That's 6. All right. Labor Day, way better than July 4th.
St. Patty's you have
Saint
on there.
St. Patty's, way better.
Are you a big MDW guy? Memorial Day.
I go Memorial Day, too.
Because I could see where Memorial
Shout
Day...
Shout out to our fighters of the nation. And also, it's the gateway to summer.
Right, which is why I could see Memorial Day weekend greater than July 4th.
Greater than July 8th.
I'm with you on that.
That's 8. Did I say Thanksgiving?
No.
That's 9. I can't believe I forgot Thanksgiving. That's a lock.
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving? Is that a holiday?
That's not really a holiday. I can't double up like that. That's 9. I might go Cinco de Mayo over July 4th. I go the 5th over the 4th. First of all, it's May.
Yeah, but you already got Memorial Day weekend there.
All right.
I look forward to more for Memorial Day than Cinco de Mayo.
I agree. I like Memorial Day. I've always liked Memorial Day. Am I missing one? Of all the holidays?
You're a big Valentine's Day man.
No, well, it's my birthday, so I don't.
True.
I don't subscribe to that day because that my birthday's that day.
True. So if anything, it's
President's
10th.
Day sucks. February, that's horrible. I would go July 4th over President's
Day. You go Arbor Day?
What day is that? Normally.
No, let me check.
Oh, dude, I forgot Easter.
Oh, Easter's a big one.
A big one. It's a monster. Hey, there he goes. Here's your 10.
By the way, Jason tweets in, live and let live until you tell him about watching The Sopranos.
Well, it's not about The Sopranos. It's television and it's art. It's the consumption of good television. It's less The Sopranos. I'll be honest with you. I don't think. I mean, I'm going to watch the movie, but I won't go back and watch the show.
Okay. Paul Schiffner tweets in a point regarding July 4th. He goes, you can't really poo-poo the 4th because it does kind of represent the city.
What do you mean?
Well, 1776, right? We're around here.
Yeah, but
historic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can show a little love.
Yeah, all right. I mean, I get it.
76ers.
I'm talking more. I'm not talking about meaning, right?
No, I know you're not talking about me. I'm talking about the things that go around with it.
Exactly.
The party. No, I get what you're saying.
I'm talking about that. I'm not talking about the meaning. I mean, obviously, our country and the birth of our country is a big deal. So I'm not doing that. I'm just talking more about the whole thing. Is again,
yeah,
what are the customs? I was giving you the customs.
I like the 4th. I'm a fan of the 4th.
I know you are. Again, that's why we're having the debate.
Arbor Day, by the way, is in April.
Yeah, you got St. Patrick's Day and then you got Easter. So, isn't there another fall? See, I like the fall.
Let's see. Earth Day.
I'm down with Earth Day.
It's also in April. Come on, we gotta go back to back weeks. Yeah, Earth Day and Arbor Day?
That's no good.
Come on, man. Take it easy. Earth.
birthday. I got to get the Corey up here. Corey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You know. I mean, I'm talking about freaking Arbor Day. How great can I be?
We're in the same boat. It's tough right now. Sports world for us.
It's horrible.
But I think our boys are playing tonight.
Who?
In basketball.
Who's our boys?
Anthony and Corey, my son.
Wait, your sons are playing?
Yeah, we played last year. I've only called twice. I called after we played basketball last year, and then I'm calling you now. So I think our boys are playing basketball tonight against each other.
No, I think you have the wrong guy, Cor.
Well, look at the Twitter feed. I sent you a picture. It was after last year where I think Anthony played against my son.
What school, babe?
So we're St. Rose.
Oh, yes. Corey, I remember, right. Anthony played. Yes.
Yeah,
but they're not playing.
Oh, they're not playing tonight?
I don't think so. Well, Anthony's not on the team because I didn't think that they're playing.
So we played you guys last year, and it was like, I only call you because like, you're like my, with the last station, I've been following you forever.
Oh, thank you, Cor.
So that picture that I got, I literally have in my home office.
Oh, my God, I remember. Yo, you kids were unbelievable.
Yeah, I put you guys up. I put you
I had a great, I mean, you guys were awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a suburban school, so.
Yeah, but they were good.
Yeah, I know they're good, but if they play a city school.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is, but that's all right. Yeah. No, I didn't know that you guys are doing summer league.
Yeah, we're doing summer league, and I'm working for the school now. But yeah, as soon as I saw the school.
So what grades?
So we're going into sixth grade, so it's fifth to sixth.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? It's news to me. I gotta text the coach, man, because I don't know.
The same thing my wife tells me what we're doing. I don't know the schedule. I look at the calendar.
I know the baseball. Like I was because I'm coaching the baseball. Well, I was helping out with the baseball. So, but I don't know the baskets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is your son still playing basketball?
But we didn't have it last year because of COVID.
Okay, but yeah, I saw him for sure. I saw the same school name, and I was like, oh, I'm definitely playing Anthony today. I'm going to call the radio.
Oh, that's why I'm confused because I don't think I don't think I'm going to text the coach now. I don't think we're doing it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, right. Well, I hope so. I hope I see you again, Cor. That was great. Good luck to your son, man.
Hey, before I go, my wife's Italian, and my favorite holiday is Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
and Seven Fishes.
Yeah.
Seven Fishes.
Yeah, it's fun.
Best.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Big fan. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, so now we our school, because my kids go to St. Margaret's, and they didn't do hoops because of COVID. They had to use the gym, and it was like they didn't play. So I don't know. It brings me back to, I miss my baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I miss my baseball bad. My Heat team. They're doing well, though.
That's
the squad.
Good.
Nice. Yeah, I love those kids. They're doing well. By the way, there's still one more pair of FanFest tickets you can get right now. 215-263-0975. Here's the deal. Be the AI caller. All right?
Number 9, Andre Iguodala.
No. Be the AI caller.
Number 4, Andre Iguodala's first number.
Come on.
What, number 3? Iverson, that guy?
You know. Let's go. Be that caller. Number 3. 215-263-0975. And you're going to want a chance for a little FanFest action.
I can't wait for FanFest. It's going to be a good time.
What happens, dude?
What happens what?
You know, the next day's Eagles home opener.
Oh, we're going to talk ourselves into 11 and 6.
Are you kidding?
You know what's going to happen.
You can't talk me into 11 and 6.
We're going to talk into.
Listen.
You know what?
I'm in a good place with them, I think. I'm fine with a rebuild. As long as Hurts can play. The only thing that I want to see is that Hurts can play. That's the all. Like, that'll be all I wish for. To me, they could go 0-17. But if Hurts can play, I'm down.
So what, they're scoring 35 but giving up 36?
Yes, they could have. The Eagles' defense could be the equivalent to the Phillies' bullpen, and I would be fine with it.
No.
As long as Hurts can play.
Dude, that's the other thing. Huh. This is year one without Schwartz. We got the Gannon, the new Jonathan Gannon.
What do you
what
mean?
Is he bring? I don't know. I don't know what kind of style of defense. I've read Tampa 2 and all kinds of stuff, but we'll see.
Did I miss something with Sirianni's offense, that it's horizontal type of offense?
No, I know he's doing like misdirection stuff, but that's what they're working on in practice.
Yeah, but is he? Because the bro was talking about how he's a horizontal guy. Listen, everybody goes horizontal at some point, but if I'm just praying he's not that he goes down the field. He's got to be down the field guy.
I'm sure. I mean, listen, he had T.Y. Hilton for a couple of years. He knows to go down the field.
Yeah, I'm not a big believer in what a guy was as an assistant coach to what he is now. But hey, we'll see. All right, we're getting kicked out. Mikey Miss, Tyrone, and Jen coming up next. So hang out, enjoy yourself. And then a little bit later on, we'll got Cousins Corner tonight from Parks Casino. So thanks for hanging, everybody. We love you. Be careful. We'll see you a little bit later on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.